Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 20th day of October 2008. Dr. Michael Kaufman to discuss the worldwide carbon taxes, cap and trade taxes, the regulatory system that will micromanage all of our lives that Barack Obama and John McCain have both pledged to implement. He'll be joining us in the next hour. I think we're also going to have Alan Watt on today. If it's not today, it's tomorrow. We have Frank Caliendo, probably the top comedian right now in the United States, joining us on the show, popping in for a visit tomorrow. Willie Nelson will be on for a full hour Wednesday. And we do have some other surprise guests that we'll tell you about once they join us coming up later in the week. But this is the kickoff of the week's transmissions, the weekday shows. We'll be here live for the next 4 hours. A lot of extremely important financial news today that I'll be covering. Also, I just want to spend 5-10 minutes sometime today reviewing the film W. Got my parents to come over last night after the Sunday radio show. Took my wife to see W, getting all these great reviews. And it was an unspeakable piece of propaganda. A film trying to endear George W. Bush to the public. Liberals were going, oh, and you could tell they were liberals. Some were even wearing Barack Obama shirts around us and understanding him and loving him. And he was being resuscitated, basically. He was being built back up as some type of idiot savant. Poor little darling. And you know, he can't help it. He's a mindless, holy rolling Christian. Meanwhile, all the real reports are George Bush is vicious to all of his underlings. George Bush constantly is partying still. He's part of Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, all the gay porn stars being shipped into the White House. Just unbelievable activities by him. And it doesn't matter. You know, it's all left-right paradigm, crazy, well-meaning, stupid Christians on one side and loving liberals on the other. And George Bush Sr. is wonderful intellectual who wants to give us a wonderful New World Order. They even talk about the New World Order. And, oh, it's, you know, we need the New World Order, you know, not a system of the world falling apart that George W. has brought us. And, oh, my goodness. I wrote a whole page of notes once I got home last night, but I was real tired at like 10 o'clock and for some reason. And what I'm going to talk about won't even scratch the surface of what I witnessed. And it isn't that we're just reviewing some movie in Oliver Stone. You know, it isn't just about this movie W. It's about the sales job of the coincidence theorist in our society who say government's just a bunch of well-meaning idiots and they just screw up and they don't know how to tie their shoelaces or even talk and they don't mean anything. And, you know, they really thought the WMDs were in Iraq when all the documents show they premeditatedly lied. But not once you've seen this movie. I mean, there were people going, oh, and some woman behind me crying and all these neocons in the audience just lovingly looking up at George Bush, the person playing George Bush. And again, Josh Brolin, I've met him. I think he's a great actor, but I'm really disappointed in the fact that, you know, he's a handsome, smart, articulate guy, and he looks a lot like Bush in a way, but you know, like a good-looking George Bush, whereas George Bush is a seedy, burnout-looking, demonic-looking George Bush. He's kind of like James Brolin is kind of like Superman. James Brolin, that's his dad, the 9/11 truther. Josh Brolin, his son, let's say Superman. And then we have the bizarro Bush, that's the real Bush, is kind of the parallel I would draw there. So I hope Paul Watson, Steve Watson, or Kurt will do a review off of my rant. I mean, Kurt, you live in New Mexico. You can go see it. I don't know if it's in theaters yet in England. But I don't have the time or energy to write a review. I got too much going on. We're going to have Russian TV in studio with us, Russia Today, coming up in the later in the show. And just a lot happening, so I don't have time to write a review of it, but I'll do a verbal review when we...
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On the economic front, I was on Press TV for a full hour with their news breaks and short commercial breaks. It was 46 minutes of airtime. And I was up against a Money Magazine reporter out of England and a Russian reporter, obviously, out of Moscow. And both these guys had no clue what was going on the basics. And then up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we posted the video Sunday. And I noticed that in both postings, people commented in the comment section under the story and in other stories that Alex is making this up. He needs to show the proof. He needs to show the documents that he's claiming on this TV show. You know, he's lying. He's putting out disinfo. I went on and I talked about how they were calling for a trilateral currency, as they've been setting up since the 70s publicly with the Trilateral Commission. I mentioned AFP and said the videos linked up on Infowars.com of them calling for a global currency. And I mean, we had scores of stories posted, and then a couple articles written the last few days by Steve Watson and Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo, where in each story they'll link to 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, you know, depending on the story. Some of them have more than 10 links to every claim we make. Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, AFP, BBC, Financial Times of London, videotape of Gordon Brown press conferences, Prime Minister of England, the President of France, Sarkozy, Nicolas Sarkozy, Merkel of Germany, Barroso, all of them. And I know that's disinformation. When somebody takes the time out to go through story after story after story after story and say, there's no proof, he's lying, when it's all right there. So see, all these years they said we were making it up. There was no plan for North American Union, a European Union, a Mediterranean Union, an Asian Union, an African Union. They've all been officially set up. And I go on shows today, and the British reporter said, you're making that up. It's a conspiracy theory. And they started laughing at me. And I said, but I've got it all linked up on the site. And people go on the message board and say, nope, not real. I have to believe this is not, most of this is not willful denial. This is disinformation. Now, the Pentagon admits they have think tanks and private groups and hired PR firms and regular troops at CENTCOM, quote, fighting the blogging war, quote, countering anti-American disinfo. Anti-American is anything that tries to save the U.S., save our sovereignty, and stop the global corporate takeover. That's the code word for it. But I'm not even here talking about myself being attacked or people trying to discredit me. I'm talking about the tactics themselves that we don't just see with my websites, PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com and the others, Infowars.net, but mainly Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us, where there are comment sections on the stories. I'm not just talking about myself being attacked. I'm talking about these tactics themselves. Just the amazing denial that is going on. In fact, John, I don't think I sent you this clip Friday. I played it on the Sunday show yesterday. But for a lot of people out there driving around in their cars, they won't believe it. Will you go to Google, because it's now from Friday's news, and actually Thursday's news, you won't be able to probably find it on the main page. EU leaders call for global currency. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. EU leaders call for global currency, because instead of just reading the link to this, a lot of people actually believe propaganda. They will not even go find it. They will just say out of hand through preconditioning that I'm lying right now. So will you please go to that story? Because in it is an AFP, Agency French Press, clip. It's 1 minute, 2 seconds long, where they have the leaders on the podium calling for a one-world government currency, a one currency. And we will play that. For those that don't know why it's not in the studio in Minnesota, I was in the Austin studio. We have two studios in Austin, the KLBJ studios I can go live out of, my office studios, our personal corporate headquarters, and then we have the Minnesota studios up there. But I mean, this is the type of denial we're dealing with. But again, is it really denial? Is it really denial that I can post links to literally, it's got to be more than 25 mainstream news stories in the last week, probably 50 or something in the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's three or four stories a day. I don't know, what is three or four times seven? Yeah, it's more than 20. It could be upwards of 30 stories a week. I haven't counted them up. I mean, they're just everywhere. Where mainstream news is saying this, but I'm not allowed to comment on it. If I say, gee, the old-timers told us 30 years ago, and the government documents told us 25 years ago, and all the think tank documents told us a decade ago that they were going to set up a global financial meltdown controlled by the private central banks. They would then propose a world government body run by the private banks who would set the daily value of currencies and that would regulate basically all financial transactions, stocks, bonds, derivatives, your bank account, world taxes on wiring money or any other financial type of digital transfers. You know, the Tobin tax expanded radically. Carbon taxes, they proposed that. It's in the banker takeover bill of 3 weeks ago. It's in the bills that have passed in Europe and in England and Japan. I mean, it's all happening exactly as we told you. Because, like I said, it's like opening a TV guide up, and they tell you what shows are coming on and what's going to happen. And even as it's happening, I have people emailing me and laughing at me and going and commenting on the sites. And I know a lot of them are people who bought into the lie, bought into the disinfo. It's cognitive dissonance. They can't admit they've been conned. They can't admit they were wrong. They can't admit all this is really happening. But the people that start the ball rolling, that start the snowball going as it builds up, are government disinfo. And they're fellow travelers with the system who work for major corporations in the media and the system who have a vested interest in again, saying they were right and saying we're wrong. And it doesn't matter if I'm on Iranian international TV. You know, Saudi Arabia has Al Jazeera. The Iranians have Press TV. And I've got to say, when I'm on these shows, it's always 2-1, even on Iranian TV. They're that buffaloed with Iranian TV, international TV. That every time I go on there, it's 2-1 against me. They're quote being trying to be fair and balanced. How is it fair? I've seen national debates on TV where they're trying to be fair, and they have one person on saying polar bears can't swim. You know, with the debate about the ice is melting, they're going to drown when the ice actually got 13% bigger in both Antarctic and Arctic this year, 13% circumference increased. They'll have a debate about, oh, no, a polar bear is dying, it can't swim, and say, well, we're being fair and balanced. We're showing someone that's lying and saying something that on its face is ridiculous. They're the strongest swimmer of any land animal. That's a, early stage reentrant, I guess you could call it. Turn into a dugong or a manatee if they keep it up. And swim 300 miles, recorded 150 routine swims. They float on ice packs, hunting seal, hunting beluga, smaller whale. It's a fact. Doesn't matter. I got people emailing me, calling me. It's in news. Polar bears can't swim. Look at them. They're stuck on this ice floe with their babies. They're all going to die. And they go, well, we're going to be balanced. So we'll just go ahead and say that they can't swim. Well, it's the same thing with saying, well, we're going to be balanced. Our other guests say there is no call for a trilateral global currency set by one group, but an Asian-controlled index, a European controlled index that encompasses Africa and the Mediterranean Union and the North American core group, a core system with the subgroups. I mean, that's in the Club of Rome. That's in the UN back in the 60s. Endgame covers it. Thousands of documents, all admitted. And now it's all coming out in all the mainstream news, and people are in denial. Folks, we can no longer be in denial about this. We have to face the problem instead of always being stuck in the debate of does it exist. Here is an AFP clip, last 10 seconds. This is the Reuters of Europe, agency French press, reporting. You can go read the transcripts of all this. It's far worse than what you're just hearing here. Carbon taxes, all of it, admitting a global currency. Listen, this is real. I promise you. Please listen. Here it is.
Another whiff of panic hit Asian and European stock markets on Thursday, just as European leaders were meeting for a summit in Brussels. Their aim, show a unified front in efforts to reform the financial system, bringing it back under control.
What's been the recipe for our recent success? Our unity, coordination, the will to move forward. We can't give up faced with this crisis.
EU members have put pressure on the United States for an early meeting of the G8 with emerging countries. The French president and the EU commission chief are to meet with the U.S. president this weekend to discuss the proposal.
Nicolas Sarkozy's initiative, which we backed from the beginning, this summit, the meeting on Saturday, and the consultation with all our partners, will allow us to make great progress.
Europe wants to present a blueprint for a new worldwide currency system. Just as urgent are measures to fight an oncoming recession.
Now, instead, and all our top stories, I mean, there's just top stories all over both Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, list all these articles, all these reports, all these places where you can read the details from mainstream sources, and then under the very stories, it'll say, Alex isn't posting proof of this. Now, that is government, ladies and gentlemen. That has to be. Now, we know they have programs to do this. We know they have programs to post fake news and disinfo and to, quote, counter propaganda on the web. That's been announced in Europe, the U.S., and now they're announcing web censorship. But the point here is that then people will get caught into debates on the commenting pages about whether I'm telling the truth or not. Listen, this is like a spell on people of denial. You see, they know we'll end up debating all day whether this is happening or not instead of debating whether we want this or not.
I'm ready for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us on this live Monday edition, the 20th day of October 2008. All right, I've dealt with the denial about world government. I mean, it doesn't matter if you have a multi-thousand CFR documents and white papers and Club of Rome and PNAC and all of them saying they're setting it up and the Ministry of Defense and the Defense Department in the U.S., the Ministry of Defense in England, saying the cameras and the face scanning cameras and the license plate scanning system is a control grid to track and trace you, and that they're illegally taking DNA from cigarette butts and glasses you leave at restaurants, and that they want to make you show a passport to, you know, get a cell phone so they can track it. They're already tracking all the cell phones. We told Americans the NSA is listening to you. They're listening to almost every phone conversation with AI computers for keywords, emails, faxes. They built hubs in the 80s. They expanded them in the 90s and 96 with the Telecommunications Act, where everything you fax or email goes through the NSA, through computers. I told you that whole floors at every major phone company are the NSA, are run by the NSA. I told you exactly, specifically, in 1996, over and over again, in 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005. Then in 2007, different people at AT&T and other companies come out and say, look, whole floors are NSA. Everything goes through it. Now, how did I know that? I didn't have secret sources, though I interviewed people like James Bamford and others, who's a leading expert on the NSA, former producer for Nightline. It was in the Telecommunications Act. The funding for all of this states what's going on. The truth is, none of this is even really hidden. It's just not put on the nightly news. In fact, they want people in the know to know they're under surveillance. And it's come out, the whole Congress is listened to by a criminal element of the executive branch. The executive branch isn't above them. They can't do that. They're not above the Fourth Amendment. The Parliament spied on by the Queen and MI5 and 6. The real corporate government over the phony elected government that has no power. It's like a bug that's had all its legs pulled off, just kind of rolling around on its back. Does Parliament get mad? Does Parliament say we're the real government and you're in trouble and order people's arrest? No! And if members of Parliament stick their head up, they die of heart attacks. Or they get shot. Or they get run over. Or they die. They slit their wrists and there's no blood at the scene. And people see five guys in black uniforms run away from the dead body. Police say that. And still the government says Dr. David Kelly died slitting his wrist. I mean, they talk to us like we're little kids. And then it comes out, exactly as I told you, the NSA is built in to all the hubs. They paid $9 billion in 96 alone to upgrade the hubs. Everything goes through them. All of it. Do you read me? Do you understand? They have giant listening posts in every city picking up CB, baby monitors, baby cameras. That runs into the NSA, goes into boosters, and is sent over fiber optic cable to the NSA where AI computers scan it all. Same system's now been put in through your Google audio and cameras. Yahoo's got a similar system. They're watching you and listening to you through your phones, through your TVs, through your digital cable boxes. I told you years ago that TiVo and other systems watch everything you watch and keep a record of it. Then it finally came out in 2005. Remember when Janet Jackson, they reported 2.2 million TiVo rewind replays in 10 minutes. And they said, well, how do you know that? Oh, it's two-way. We watch you. And still the public giggles and smirks and says, oh, the government doesn't spy on us. Then Bush gets caught in a lie. Okay, only Al-Qaeda phone calls. And then ABC News comes out and admits that's only the tip of the iceberg because they're just letting you know now you're under surveillance. You're meant to know now. Oh, yeah, we listen to people's phone sex and make fun of them. And by the way, it's not just GIs in the green zone calling back having phone sex with their wives and girlfriends. Now they're going to, and that was only one small little compartment that went public. Most of the NSA stuff goes to private companies that are doing more intelligence gathering than the NSA and the National Reconnaissance Office. And most of them are foreigners. They have the English, and this is mainstream news, spy on the Americans. They have the Israelis spy on the Americans. The Americans spy on the Israelis and on the British. The British spy on the Germans. The Germans spy on the British. But it's all one integrated global government grid. At the top, the intelligence agencies are merged. And so now we got ABC News with the eyewitnesses going, yeah, we'd all gather around and laugh and giggle listening to phone sex. That's what it is. And they want the troops to know they're being listened to. That's why you saw that news report. Okay? We're not in Kansas anymore. Stop being in denial.
They don't want to see us unite. All they want us to do is keep on fussing and fighting. They don't want to see us live together.
Senate calls for probe of bonuses for Wall Street aid recipients. Don't hold your breath. Globalists exploit financial meltdown and move towards one world government. Crank it up.
And it runs through our lion. And the heart of heart of man.
Oh,
with the truth.
In an ancient time.
From an ancient time. The brotherly love.
The brotherly love.
The sisterly love.
The sisterly love.
I feel this morning.
I feel this morning.
I feel this morning.
I love humanity. I love the innocence. I want to see the tyranny resisted. Push back, not spreading like a wild cancer. We have to unite against the New World Order.
They don't want us to unite.
And the key to their power, the financial banking system.
All
All they want.
All they want us to do is
keep on killing one another, top ranking.
Did you mean what you said?
Hey, John, you think I ought to play, there's five parts of this, 10 minutes of the press TV from yesterday. And they kept going back to me because the other guys were just bumbling individuals that didn't even have any information. Should I air 10 minutes of this show, or should I go ahead and get into all the financial news and what's unfolding? Yeah, let's play part of the first piece, and then I'm going to come in with the open announcement of world government run for and by the bankers. And I know most of you are aware of this and knew about this decades ago. But Sally Soccer Mom and John Q Sixpack, he doesn't know. She doesn't understand. They're ready to listen now. You don't have to even bring them a film like Endgame or any UN documents. They'll say documents, schmockuments, you know, I want to watch the ball game. You can bring them Bloomberg. You can bring them AP, AFP. But here is some of Press TV video of all this. It's up on Infowars.com, PresentPlanet.com. And by the way, this is on in England, many systems in the United States, all over Europe, all over Russia, all over Asia. And I will be on Russia today. They're going to be here doing a big interview with me. It's going to air later in the week. And then I'm doing multiple shows on Election Day on Russia Today. And that sucker's big. That's on Paul Watson's main cable. His main basic cable package in Sheffield. Here it is.
Tonight's edition of Four Corners, we will examine the political and economic implications of this current rise and fall in the prices. With the help of an esteemed panel of guests, joining me from Austin, we have Mr. Alex Jones. He's from the Infowars.com website, and also he's a documentary filmmaker and a nationally syndicated radio talk show host. From Moscow, we'll be joined by Anatoly Utkin from the USA and Canada Research Institute. And finally, by phone, we'll be joined by Dominic Frisby, a commentator from the Money Week magazine. A warm welcome to you all, gentlemen. Now, if I may begin with you, Mr. Jones, back before the mortgage meltdown turned into the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, the country's, most countries' basically biggest economic problem was perceived to be energy. Now, a highly publicized view of oil markets is that the only thing wrong with the market is actually the market itself. Now, have the fundamentals of the market disappeared altogether, and what's the change?
Well, two things are happening. You have global liquidation going on as people, institutions and individuals worldwide, but especially in the United States, England, and Europe, get out of the stock market because of fears. And so, yes, then there's less money in the market for speculation in oil. But over 70% of the increase in the price of oil in the last 5 years has really been due to inflation and devaluation of the dollar, which, of course, is the world reserve currency. But what we're seeing now with the multi-trillion dollar bailouts in Europe and the United States being put into less than 10 central banks, which are predominantly owned by private families, is they are overcapitalizing themselves while cutting off capital for the rest of the markets, liquidity, and credit. So by design, they are bringing in, and we have the documents on this, it's being headed up, of course, by Goldman Sachs. The entire operation is being run by former and current Goldman Sachs operatives to bring the world into a deep contraction. And so that's also part of the oil prices going down as markets worldwide factor in the fact that we have a expanding global recession. But this is being engineered by design.
Now, in Moscow, Anatoly Utkin, what's your assessment of the changing fundamentals of the market?
It happened quite unexpectedly that such countries as China and India became giants of the world economy, and they are now asking the same amount of petroleum as it was enough only for Western Europe or America. You know, this world is living is inequality. If you imagine that the whole world is taking the amount of petroleum as America has, United States of America, we need seven more planets, because one planet is not enough even for this one country. So, in my opinion, we are now coming straight on to the depth of economic depression. And the reason of it, I remember the 1970s, approximately the same period, and we saw the small cars all over the world, built in Japan and different other countries. Nowadays, huge tanks are coming all over the roads in Western Europe, in the United States, in Russia nowadays. So we are unreasonable. We are provoking the biggest possible crisis in our time. The gold is standing high, and the petroleum is coming twice less, you know, 145 it was in the May this year, and nowadays around $70 per barrel.
Okay, now, Dominic Frisby, given what we heard from the other two panelists, do you agree with the sense that there is a major problem facing humanity on this planet, and that is inadequacy, basically, of resources?
Yes, well, hello, Jubeen, and thank you very much for having me on your show.
Our pleasure.
Yes, I do agree with your other two panelists that we have a major shortage of resources in the world. I believe in peak oil. I also happen to believe that there are major shortages in other essential items such as copper. But what we have seen since July, and whether this was engineered or not remains to be seen, but what we have seen since July is a huge trend reversal. Now, over the past 3 or 4, 5 years, the central trade has been short the dollar and long commodities and other anti-dollar trades. And the dollar has been in this massive decline, and suddenly in July, the dollar turned around and reversed up. And the dollar has been in an uptrend ever since. And that has meant that all those anti-dollar trades, be it gold, be it oil, be it base metals, whatever it is, have suddenly switched and gone into a downtrend. Now, the problem is that various investors and funds worldwide, in order to maximize their gains on their anti-dollar trade, were leveraging up their positions. Now, when you leverage up a position, you just need the market to go against you to just a few percent, and suddenly you've lost all your capital. So this change in direction in the dollar since July has brought about this sudden, immense global deleveraging, and it's meant that everyone has suddenly had to close their positions, and that has exaggerated the fall in everything.
Okay.
As a kind of extra note, oil, the way oil trades, if you look at the patterns it makes out, it always exaggerates to the upside, and it always exaggerates to the downside. It's just one of the characteristics of that particular commodity. And $147 it went to that price
okay. Too
quickly, and the same is happening in reverse.
Okay, Austin.
All right,
proceed.
Let me comment on that. Yeah,
proceed.
I'd like to comment on that.
Go ahead.
None of this is my opinion. If you go to my news websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and go back a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, We put out the news reports. We had the people inside Bilderberg Group and other European elite organizations. They planned to, by design, run oil up. They planned to also pop the subprime mortgage and cause the derivatives crisis we're seeing. So I just want to be clear. I do not believe we're running out of resources. In fact, there's more oil than ever. And we see that being illustrated by the price of oil almost being cut in half. That shows how much manipulation was in the market. And I agree with the last guest, Mr. Frisbee, on the point of a lot of this speculation being anti-dollar, and then now that the dollar's gone up, it's gyrated way in the other direction. But that's only in the short term. By next summer, I think clearly from all the evidence we have, oil's going to be back up to about $100 a barrel. We're going to see hyperinflation in the United States, but also in Europe. And we're going to see upwards of 25% inflation by 2009 in the United States, about 15% in Europe, and that's going to compound. So we have two things happening here. We have massive depressionary consolidations and liquidation going on in mid-level banks, institutions, corporations, private individuals, city governments, county governments, national governments. That's all contracting, the tax base is contracting. So we have a depression in the real economy forming. But over that, we have the International Financial Order in their own documents, and Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner for economics, has talked about this. The Financial Times of London last week talked about it. Even Business Week this week admitted that six private banks that are the shareholders of the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England, these private families, they are massing capital and power. The bailouts are not for them, are not for the people. It is for the big central banks, so they'll be flush in cash and liquidity, while by design they implode the real economy. Then they have all the real assets and capital. As the implosion happens, they can then buy up world stock markets, companies, defense contractors, and others worldwide. So this is a global consolidation by design, and if you'd like, I can go through some of those documents and facts and give your viewers the proof of it. This is the New World Order. 5 years ago, we said in 2008 this would really start, and it's on record. I made films about it. 3 years ago, I released a film about it. Last year, I released a film documenting it, showing how after they had started the implosion, they would then call for a world banking system run by the private banks that would set the price of currencies each day and have global regulation over the financial system worldwide in the name of stopping the type of crisis we're now seeing. The very global banks that engineered the derivatives crisis and everything we're seeing, the very global banks that are still suppressing the price of gold, the very global banks that are manipulating all the commodities, they are the ones that engineered all this. Paulson's the one that changed the rules here in the U.S. in 99 so they could do all this leveraging with unlimited fractional reserve banking. And now they're posing as the savior, saying we need a global government run by the banks, a global government run
now, Alex
by
Jones,
the
if
banks.
I may,
well, they're the very ones that
depart from you for a moment. I want to engage
all
with
right.
the panelists. Now,
then they go back to the British guy and the Russian guy, and the British guy basically says, oh, that's all imaginary. It's all a coincidence. It's all by accident. Yes, the banks are the ones that caused all of it, but they're going to save us, basically. I mean, it's ridiculous when we have all the documents. We tell you what they're going to do, not years, but decades before. This is a global plan, a global operation. We'll play part two later. Like I said, there's another 30-something minutes of it up on prisonplanet.com right there. Meanwhile, you have secret banking meetings every week in Europe, England, the United States, where the details are not released, but then we learn that hundreds of billions a week of taxpayer money are being handed over to the private banks, and then they say, oh, we promised to buy up all the bad debt, and we promised to buy up the subprime mortgages and insure those up, but we're not even going to do that now. We're going to have the government take a position in the banks, but with no control, no voting stock. So it's the private corporations, the private banks, taking over government and being given government immunity and government power through the banker takeover bills, known as banker bailout bills, which are all basically the same, being passed worldwide to merge into this larger system. And then the unbelievable happened. There are multiple mainstream news articles like this Jonathan Tyrone story. European Central Bank members, tripolar currency will emerge. European Central Bank Council member Edwald Notany said a tripolar global currency system is developing between Asia, Europe, in the United States, and that his skeptical the U.S. dollar centrality, or the U.S. dollar being a world reserve currency, can be revived. What I see is a system where we have more centers of gravity, he said today in an interview with Austrian state broadcaster ORF-TV. I see the future of tripolar development. I don't think that there will be fixed exchanges rates between these poles. The leaders of the U.S., France, and the European Commission will ask other world leaders to join in a series of summits on the global financial crisis beginning in the U.S. soon after the number 4 presidential election. President George Bush, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, European President Jose Barroso said in a statement yesterday. And it goes into the Bretton Woods saying the dollar system is dead. Now, what do we always say they do? Implode the dollar, set up a world system, implode the currencies of the planet, not just the dollar, then have a battle between the three trilateral currencies controlled by the same groups, and then out of that, a centralized monetary system you're watching unfold. Bloomberg, other publications, all over the foreign press, tripolar world currency set by an international consortium of private banks that are going to levy taxes on money transfers, stock transfers, banking. That's a worldwide control grid tracking all money. They will set the interest rates worldwide over three regions. Under those sub-regions, North American Union, European Union, Asian Union, they have the sub-directorates, the 9 sub-regions under each one. Those sub-regions fit into 10 larger regions. You have 10 total kingdoms, as it's called, the Club of Rome, CFRUN. 10 kingdoms, all right? And then over those 10 kingdoms, you have the 3 central kingdoms that then the other 7 sit under. You understand that? You have 3 global kingdoms with 10 under it. And then each one of those kingdoms is broken into 10 regions. Just like we have 10 FEMA regions. The European Union has 10 main regions, even with its 25-member bloc now. You can go pull this up. This is real. This is happening in your face. And then a lot of people on the left say, well, global governments, first we were hunter-gatherer, then agrarian farmers. Then city-states in Egypt and what was then Babylon on the Tigris-Euphrates and China. And then we went from the city-states into empires. And we went into the Renaissance and the reemergence of the nation-states setting up their own empires. And they say, oh, that's the logical extension, a global confederation, a global system, global governance. It'll be loving and wonderful, and the machines will do everything for us. That's what the UN says, what they all say. But what are the machines they're setting up to do? Control, track, trace, make humans obsolete. What do the top New World Order people say, like Bill Joy and others? They say the elite plan to exterminate 80% of us. Got Dr. Michael Kaufman coming up in about 5 minutes, and he's going to get into that. But let's get him on right at the start of the next hour. You know what this means to your family? You know what this means to your future? You know what hyperinflation is going to do to your standard of living? But see, you're comfortable right now, even though the economy is shutting down, you can still get plenty of food, plenty of entertainment. You're mesmerized by the idiot box. And so you can't break out of the control paradigm. Even many of us that are awake. I mean, I'm so busy fighting the New World Order, I don't even prepare myself for everything that's coming down the pike. Controlled chaos, controlled breakdown of society, where the public will beg for martial law. I mean, how do you even deal with the fact that they're poisoning our water supply on its face? How do you even deal with the fact of the insanity that we're living under with these global architects that openly brag they've set up a world system? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? How are we going to deal with this? I mean, people say solutions, solutions. I'm here pointing out who's taking over. I'm here pointing out who the bad guys are. I say take over your local governments. Local government's the key to say no to all this federalization, which is controlled internationally, which is really internationalization, globalization, foreigners having control, foreign unelected boards having control. Identify the enemy, expose them, get self-sufficient, create communities. But I don't get up here and give you simple, silver bullet, made-up garbage, pie in the sky. It's enough to even properly track everything the enemy's doing, and it freaks me out because most of the other Patriot shows and websites don't even fully get what's going on. I mean, this is so simple. It's an enemy battle plan, our own movement. Most people can't even understand it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have Alan Watt joining us in T-minus 60 minutes. We have Russia Today is scheduled to be here in the third and fourth hour. International Russian television on almost every country in the world. Going to be here interviewing me and videotaping the live show. And we have a lot of other news and information we're going to be covering. For the next 60 minutes, we're joined by environmental scientist, climate expert. His Dr. Michael Kaufman, his PhD is in forestry and ecosystem ecology. He is a documentary filmmaker and author in his own right. He was instrumental in stopping some of the big biological diversity takeover programs in the mid-90s in Congress. He put together off UN documents the maps of areas that will be inaccessible to humans, the control grids, the roads being used with the corridors to wall off populations. He is in Endgame 1, the extras, and Endgame 1.5 for PrisonPlanet.tv members, hour and a half extra, with all the documents about how they plan to create a football-watching, drugged-out zombie population by the year 2000. This is an official government program. And he talked about how, off the Club of Rome documents, how they wanted 10 regions with the three mega-controlling empires over the seven sub-regions, the North American Union, Asian Union, European Union, with the African Union, Mediterranean Union, Caribbean Union, Central South American Union, subgroups under it. They've now officially set up the Asian Union out of APEC. They've now set up the African Union. They've set up the European Union. Ireland's saying no to entering it, but they're demanding another vote on it, the Lisbon Treaty. They've now set up the Mediterranean Union. It's all unfolding right now. And so I wanted to bring him on to talk about how we're only going after the documents here. People can't believe we're right about everything, and they've now proposed this last week a trilateral world government run by the banks where you buy carbon taxes from them, cap-and-trade taxes, Tobin taxes. It's all in the banker takeover bill in the U.S. Same thing in Europe. It's happening. We're going to break here in a moment. This is a short segment. But Dr. Michael Kaufman, it's one thing for us to intellectually have the documents and know it and have people in denial. But it's another thing to really see true world government. They've been building the architecture for a long time by stealth, but to really see it emerge publicly and to still have denial, is that blowing you away, Doctor?
It really is. I cannot believe how much they have been able to really snow the American people, not only the American people, but the people of the world, about what they're doing. And Obama, in my opinion, is the master at sidetracking your attention away from exactly what he is and who he represents and what he's going to do into something that you might agree with. And these people are the same way. These international financiers and so forth have got it down to a science as to how to say they're doing one thing when in fact they're actually doing something totally different. And the average American, the average world citizen totally believes them, absolutely believes them.
We're seeing it all unfold right now, Doctor. When we get back, let's break down the world government structure from their own documents. And now that we see them getting to the point of trying to set up a world government oven by the bankers where we pay taxes directly to them, what that larger expansion, the next phase will look like, and also Barack Obama and John McCain backing the global carbon tax, listing carbon dioxide as a deadly poison, toxic waste, how that will affect our lives. As you warned over a decade ago from their own documents, the New York Times is now reporting a tax on breathing. School kids come home, 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds, and rebuke their parents for big cars or taking a bath at night. That was in the New York Times 2 weeks ago. The climate cop kids reporting on people, keeping dossiers on their parents. You can't make this type of stuff up. Dr. Michael Kaufman, and he's one of the key contributors to Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. He is our guest for the next 55 minutes after this quick break. So we're going to break down who these New World Order people are, their basic structure they're setting up, how far along we're on the road to world government. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Dr. Michael Kaufman, you've got the floor. A lot of listeners understand big pieces of this. Many of them understand it all. But let's break down the basics of what's being set up and the point we're now getting to, this key point where the trilateral world government run by the banks, taxes paid directly to them, is now emerging.
Well, it's one of those issues that you have to go back probably 30 to 40 years to see the first elements of what they were trying to do in putting this whole thing together. In fact, you can go back to the creation of the IMF and the World Bank and all the rest. And that was the first step. And now with this current crisis, which I believe strongly that was created deliberately so that they can knew this next step, is to consolidate all this into one particular unit. But let's go back into the 1990s with Secretary General Kofi Annan. Kofi Annan basically created what he calls the Track 2 documents of basically making the United Nations the world headquarters or the world government for the world. Now, they eventually wound up calling it global governance rather than world government, but you can't have global governance without a government. So it's a matter of semantics as to what they're actually trying to snow you with, and by saying that this is really not a world government. And in those Track 2 documents, you find a process by which they will be consolidating all their power into the United Nations, both financially, socially, and so forth, using a series of international treaties to lay out the legal structure for them to take control. The Convention on Climate Change, the Convention on Biological Diversity, the Convention on Desertification, you name it, the Treaty on the Rights of Children, and so forth, all of those are designed basically to provide an interlocking network of legal mechanisms by which the United Nations will control the world. That was in the 1990s. Enter the years 2000s. Late in the 1990s, they came up with a document that was talking about restructuring the financial structure of the world. And in that, in 2002, in the Monterrey, Mexico meeting conference on economics and development, what they did is lay down a series of goals, which we are very far along now, of creating a financial structure headquartered and run basically out of the United Nations, with the global banks basically controlling what is happening in the United Nations. They're always going to be the invisible portion of what we're seeing. You have to realize that these bankers and so forth are not going to be visible to the average world citizen. It's the visibility is going to be at the United Nations, at least the way they have it designed right now. They're going to be controlling the United Nations and what's happened, and out of the basal operations of the Bank of International Settlements, yes. Everything that came out of this 2002 meeting in Monterrey, Mexico, basically ascribed all control out of the Bank of International Settlements, which is headquartered in Basel, Switzerland. They're going to be able to control the economies of every nation in the world. They're consolidating the number of currencies down to 2, possibly 3 currencies, on their way to a total global currency. They're dividing the world up into these economic units or economic regions. They're well along on that, as you talked about before the break. All of these things came out of that Monterrey meeting.
And it's all being done under the term harmonization through treaties. It looks like a local law. It looks like a local currency. Looks like a local ID, but it's already globally standardized.
That's correct. And the same thing with our security, the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Program, that particular issue, the United States, even though they have said that the SPP is dead because there's been too much exposure, they've given up on it, they just donated $8 billion to secure Mexico's southern border, which is one of the key phases of this plan to create the North American Union. It's still ongoing. They say one thing and do another. It's one of those issues.
They just came out with North American ID cards for Americans. If you want to go get one, it's not a passport. It's to travel in North America, Mexico, Canada, the U.S.
Right. All of these things are done, as you just said, to harmonize our regulatory legal structure so that they're pretty transparent for the three nations. And, of course, that's nested within the free trade zones of the Americas and the emerging North Atlantic, I can't remember what the exact name is, but the North Atlantic Union or whatever you want to call it. I can't remember the exact name.
Yeah, they announced that last year, early last year. That's actually in Endgame, where they announced they're already merging Canada, the United States, Mexico, with the European Union.
Correct.
Through agreements. They have banking agreements. They have military agreements. They have trade agreements. They have social agreements. They have environmental agreements. They all integrate in to set up this world government.
That's right. And it's all being harmonized by the central banks of the world. And I think what you're going to see coming out over the next couple of months is having a global or world central bank, not the World Bank as we have understood it for the last
50
years.
Yeah, they're now proposing that.
Right. And it's probably going to come out. And that was right in the heart of this 2002 meeting in Monterrey, Mexico. This is one of the things that they said in this restructuring the financial structure of the world, is that the IMF is likely to become a retapped and reformulated into the central world bank, just like the U.S. Federal Reserve is for the United States. And so what we're seeing here is a rapid consolidation of this agenda that's been precipitated by this economic collapse that you and I and many others out there that are knowledgeable about this have been predicting is going to happen for over 10 years. I mean, this is nothing new to us. It's been predicted it's going to happen for a long, long time.
Well, SPP said in 2005, when they set up the North American Union by stealth, that they would use economic crises, environmental crises, terror crises as a pretext to get the public to accept this.
That's correct. And, of course, they are. They're buying it hook, line, and sinker. In fact, they're liable to be voting in the very people that created the crisis in the first place in our November 4th elections. It's literally astonishing to me. I never thought I'd see the day when we would be so indoctrinated and so dazed by what the mainstream media is doing that they have turned right into wrong and wrong into right.
Well, Doctor, the good news is 90%+ of the American people, 1,000-to-1 phone calls, were against the banker takeover bill, but the system did it anyways. The problem is the public isn't aware of the full magnitude of what's actually happening. I mean, the banks that engineered this are now cutting off capital to all the other free market systems, corporations, Main Street, while amassing all the currency and wealth for themselves as they depress the real economy so they can consolidate it, which was in all their Club of Rome, CFR, Trilateral Commission documents in the 70s.
Absolutely. You go back into the Club of Rome documents in the 1970s, and some of the CFR, even the Foreign Affairs publication, which was public information. They all allude to exactly what's happening today. I mean, what they said in the 1970s they wanted to do is literally coming true right before our eyes today, and very few people understand that.
Even people in our own awakening movement, whatever you want to call it, don't understand. It's here. It's now happening. Just last week, it was in Canadian papers that Canada is merging its laws and harmonizing with the EU. I mean, there it is, right there.
There it is. And, you know, it's very, very interesting that the very same people that thought that when like the John Birch Society, I'm not knocking the John Birch Society, but they thought that when they made their final move, which is happening right now before our eyes, people would wake up and see it. And I've always suspected that the way they would do it would be creating such a shock to the American people that the American people would be blinded by what's happening. And that's, of course, exactly what's happening. If we had truly had an economic collapse where we went back to the Great Depression days, I think the American people would be more astute than they are right now because it's had a control collapse. We've seen a control collapse so that the average person who's out there really wants to see the fact that we will not go into a total collapse, so they're willing to support anything basically that the government does, except, as you said, they did not want this bailout package, and I'll have to take my hat off to them, but they should be throwing all those Democrats out of office that voted for that, and they're not going to do it. They're going to vote more Democrats.
Absolutely,
in.
And they think they're getting change with Barack Obama.
Oh, they're getting change,
I mean,
all right.
This guy is Madison Avenue, Wall Street all the way, and he says he's going to name carbon dioxide as a deadly pollutant. Explain what that means, Doctor.
Well, basically, the polar bear, for instance, was just listed as a threatened species in June of this past year. Now, what that means is that the environmental groups and a whole slurry of government agencies could now start to take action to protect the polar bears from melting ice caps, which means then controlling carbon dioxide, because carbon dioxide has been declared a pollutant, a toxic pollutant. Well, it's totally ridiculous. First of all, there is absolutely no scientific supporting evidence that the polar bear is even threatened, let alone endangered. It is basically increased in population since the 1970s. You have higher populations in all the segments of the polar bear populations. We know the polar bears can swim hundreds of miles without drowning, in spite of what you hear on the CBS Evening News. They are not being threatened. In fact, the reason they have probably been increasing in numbers is because of the decreasing polar ice cap. There's more food out there for them now because it's not covered with ice. And as a consequence, they have passed this law, basically, by declaring them an endangered or threatened species, which allows the government then to start controlling carbon dioxide emissions to protect that polar bear from going extinct, when in fact it's all bogus right from the very start. And once that happens, when you start to see and you mentioned it very early in the program, you know, when I was talking in the 1990s, this was really funny thing. I would just talk about the fact that eventually they're going to regulate our breathing. And you said that before the ad, that they now have worked in the Congress to actually regulate breathing.
Well, the New York Times had a headline like a year ago, attacks on breathing, and we're not joking. Sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen, that's the four main base ingredients for life on terra firma, this planet orbiting the sun, and it means total control. Stay with us, Doctor. Filmmaker, author, big part of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Let's talk about from their own documents. And you can go over in a general way and then go back through details if you want. We covered a lot in Endgame 1.5 that's up on PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can go through all the documents there. What life will be like under these people? You know, A, who they are, what they believe, the bizarre occultic earth worship that dominates all of it, this population reduction cult that runs it. It turns out, I didn't even know this, I was doing more research on Henry Paulson. Turns out he's the biggest contributor to Nature Conservancy, involved in land grabbing, part of weird religious cults. There was an article called The Secret Life of Henry Paulson that was in, like, Money Magazine. I'm going from memory. Folks can pull that up. And, I mean, everywhere you turn a rock over, there are these occultists who always claim that they're atheists, and they believe, well, it's in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment. It's in my film Road to Tyranny, where they say we need to reenact human sacrifice. This is official UN policy. And again, that sounds nuts, folks. We're not the one writing it. We're the ones reporting it. So who these people are and what life will be like under them?
Real crazy thing. In fact, that's one of the reasons they've been so successful, because people just cannot believe us when we tell them that these people are true pantheists and basically want to rid the world of two-thirds of the human population. They don't care how it's really done, as long as they can do it efficiently. They don't want to expose themselves too soon, or they'll lose the power to do it. But it's really basically a fundamental pantheistic religion. Now, what is pantheism? Pantheism is the belief that basically nature is God. There's a lot of other caveats.
And the load of the earth is what all government decisions must be made by.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they set the load of the earth. They set the load of the earth at a false low level to make humans, quote, bad, as the head of the CFR, Club of Rome writer, Richard N. Haass said.
Absolutely. Every law, in fact, former Vice President Gore said this in his book, Earth and the Balance, that every law has to be conformed to protect Mother Earth at its best state, which is basically without human beings. And that's why they basically say that the population of the Earth, human population of Earth, must be reduced to between 1 and 2 billion people. They believe that we cannot leave any kind of ecological footprint on the Earth. These guys are really fanatics, but they're also very smooth. And it's hard to tell exactly who's being fanatical and who's just being following the leader type of thing in the elite. But, for instance, I'll just give you one of the examples. One of Governor Nelson Rockefeller's daughters, I'm trying to think of her name. I'll think of it hopefully before I finish with this. But she was giving a speech at one of the environmental grant makers meetings back in 1992, and I have the recordings of all the speeches given at that particular meeting. It's done in secret. They're not supposed to be able to tell anybody from the outside what is going on and so forth, but she literally talks about being up on the 42nd story of her New York apartment on Park Avenue, and she can feel Mother Earth, the vibrations of Mother Earth, her psyche and so forth, and how she can contact Mother Earth. Now, this is the Rockefeller family. Stephen Rockefeller, her brother, is basically behind the Convention on Biological Diversity, all of the environmental organizations. He basically was in charge of writing the Earth Charter, which we stopped in Johannesburg, South Africa.
But it's key to add, in reality, they are hardcore people who love death and destruction and are always financing GMO destruction of something that could be irreversible or that could be irrevocable, the chimera cross species plant and animal creations that are already wreaking true havoc. The Earth can deal with volcanoes and explosions and even toxic waste. That's just bad for humans and animals, so I'm against it. So they're never really about environmentalism. That's what's sick. It's an anti-human bloodlust.
It really is, and that's what the Convention on Biological Diversity and the Convention on Climate Change is really designed to do, is to basically stop us dead on our tracks from any progression and to actually bring us back to a pre-Columbian culture in which man has little impact on planet Earth. It's an astonishing thing. When I introduced this map to the U.S. Senate floor in 1994, showing what the Convention on Biological Diversity was designed to do, it literally sent the U.S. Senate into shock. And Senator Mitchell, who was the majority leader at the time, while he's a Democrat, he's also, and I don't agree with many of his policies, but at least he's an honest individual. He pulled that treaty from being on the ratification right off the calendar. It was never voted on because it was so horrible.
Thank God for you, Dr. Kaufman. Another example of solutions, lots of little solutions. Of course, not letting them totally take the U.S. over. That was a huge solution, but that's it. Little people doing lots of little things together, having a huge effect. That's your solution. Stay there, Dr. Kaufman. We'll be right back. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., now 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're live back on Sundays with an abbreviated transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. All times Central Standard. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Before Dr. Kaufman leaves us, we'll give you his website several times and check out all his great research. We also carry a film he made, Global Warming or Global Governance. That's available at InfoWars.com as well as Endgame that he's in. Okay, continuing with the world they want to set up. I mean, you know, I overuse the example because it's one that's close to home, but it's in all the literature. And you're right. In the mainline literature, they say 20% to 80%. But more and more, they're saying, no, 90% or no, 1% of humans, only a few million left. Or they talk about some of them killing everyone. You know, Dr. Eric Pianca, UT biologist, 2 years ago made headlines giving speeches all over the world where he would project with his PowerPoint images of human skulls piled up with a red filter over it, and would say, you know, 90% need to die and die now, and I can't wait for my family and I to die. It's going to be, you know, sad, but we have to do it for the Earth. He gets standing ovations, according to mainstream newspapers that have been there. And by the way, they always ban filming or recording. But multiple newspapers have gotten the same transcripts in shorthand. And everyone, over 95% was what one reporter said. Standing and tears start flowing. I mean, 2-3 minute standing ovations when they talk about death. And then I've had his graduate students who, then you Google their name, you see them in white lab coats at biological labs connected to weapons development. You know, they send you a threatening email in their doctorate and saying, look, you know, he's old fashioned, only wanting 90% dead. We believe that humans are a parasite and all must die. Sorry to say it, but the animals come first in the Earth. You know, we're scientific about this. And then you Google their names and they're in white lab coats and weapon facilities. I mean, and the FBI did get concerned about this and did go and visit some of them. But it's just like 13 monkeys. I mean, this is really going on, and it is religious to them. It's like a control freak orgy. What's the most control freakish thing you can imagine? Well, that's total human extermination. Doctor?
Absolutely. There's no question that the environmental movement at its core is very nihilistic. It believes that humans are the cause of all the problems, and therefore the only solution is the elimination of humans. In the public documents, as they say, 2/3 to 3/4, 80% of the human population must go. If that were the case, now, I'm not talking about the 95% or even 100%, but looking at their public documents now, if their public documents are correct, then also one of the other things that we saw the U.S. Senate back in 1994 is that they wanted to take us back to a feudal form of government where you had a few ruling elite, the nobility, and the rest of the human population, you know, about 5% or so of that remaining 20%, would be the elite. The rest of the 20% would be the support staff, as it were, as serfs. In other words, we would be under their direct control. We would be totally dependent upon their whims and to whether or not they can actually, we can survive and so forth. It would be totally up to them. And the laws that are coming down are moving us more and more in that direction. In fact, we're, as you just said, going to be making a huge adjustment with this so-called economic crisis that we're in right now. In order to control basically our lives through like controlling our currencies, controlling our financial structure, controlling over who gets a job, who can actually build a plant.
That's why they had to deindustrialize us so that we had no industry, so we couldn't start over, and it became a purely fiat banking system, which gives them total control.
It gives them total control. We've always known, and I've said on your program many times, that private property rights are the most important foundational structure for our freedoms. Now, gun rights and all the rest are very, very important. Don't get me wrong.
But true independence springs from being self-sufficient.
Being self-sufficient. And being self-sufficient means you have the right to go out there and plant your crops or build a widget or whatever the case might be without government interference.
But under this, they say what type of washing machine you can have, what type of light bulbs you can have, when you can build your house, when you can build a shed. As they did in Australia and England over a decade ago, they're now turning the NSA satellites over to local police under federal control to surveil for environmental crimes and other things. The whole military grid is being turned inward on us.
Yes, and we've long known that was going to happen. The actual template for that was established by the establishment of the Adirondack Park Agency in New York, upstate New York, back in 1972. Basically giving the control over people's lives, their property, everything else to this park agency. And it has been, to the people that live there, an absolute disaster. If you drive through the Adirondacks today, you're like you're driving back through the 1950s and 60s. There's no new development. There's basically nothing. People have had to tear their house down because it didn't conform with the whims of the agency. And I mean, there is a microcosm of what we can expect in the future.
And even the San Francisco Chronicle a couple of years ago had a report about, memory says 9,000 acres, or it may be more. I'm going from memory. But I remember in the report, these were private homes, private areas, rural areas across the bridge from San Francisco. And the city took it over, kicked it, said it would be a park, then kicked everybody out of it. And now city officials and the environmental heads, they own the houses, and they ride around on four-wheelers and party and do whatever they want. It's feudalism.
Yeah. It's feudalism. And that's what's happened in the Adirondack Parks as well. is that the environmentalists, the leaders, and somebody that has a lot of money can basically do anything they want. They can build anywhere they want. They could put a road across the swamp without any problems. They can do whatever they want, and they're not punished.
Take Austin, Texas.
Joe,
no, sorry, go ahead.
The average Joe, you and I, try to do anything, and we have to go through 3 years of permitting and expensive surveys and everything else just to build a small home or something of that nature. It is unbelievable, and this is where we're headed.
They want us in the compact cities. I want to talk about the controlled corridors, which match the Napa Superhighway grid, walling off the highway exits so people can't go into rural areas as we see up in Oklahoma and Kansas. But first off, I remember when I first really woke up to all this in the early 90s here in Austin and then through the mid-90s, and I went to smart growth conferences. By the way, it turned out Paulson was at one of the ones I went to. It was all these bank chiefs admitting it was a business, a way to take land. They weren't even hiding it. And I would have radio debates in 95, 96, 97. Even before I was on the radio, just on Access TV, I got in some radio debates on local stations in 95. And during the break, they would say, Alex, everything's always been planned, the local head of SOS and others, Save Our Springs. And, you know, this is going to be a great New World Order system. What are you afraid of? It's going to be wonderful. And they wouldn't let farmers and ranchers all around Austin and Travis County, mainly in southwest Austin in the beautiful Barton Creek area, they would come in and harass the farmers, the ranchers, say you can't build on it, but still increase their taxes, threaten them, force them to sell. They bought a 15,000-acre piece, a 5,000-acre piece, a 2,000-acre piece, all these giant pieces. And then I learned at the Smart Growth Conference in 98, after they just gotten it, that they were planning to allow multi-million-dollar ranchettes, little 40- and 50-acre pieces, yep, to be sold to a leech. The contracts were then given to select global corporations and builders, and they built five-star hotels, salons, golf courses, $2, $3, $4, $5, $10 million homes, security guards. There's weird environmental entrances and little weird environmental preserves next to it. You know, they claimed the whole thing was going to be parkland. I mean, they're not playing games. I mean, this is feudalism, and they stole the land.
They basically have, and this is happening. It's sweeping across the United States, the smart growth idea. It sounds so wonderful and so forth. It's going to solve all these environmental problems. It doesn't. It actually creates more environmental problems. It creates more pollution. It creates all of this other stuff. Smart growth is the worst thing that your local government could ever get involved in. If you want to double, triple, quadruple your taxes, if you want to make your cost of living just skyrocket right out through the roof, then implement smart growth, because that's what it does. That's the best thing it does. It just increases the cost of everything, and it gives the central government, usually the non-elected bureaucrats, absolute control over your lives. And this is,
that's right.
I can't emphasize enough how important it is for you all in the listening audience to understand this and become active. When you start to see this happening in your local area, go to your city council meetings or go to your county commissioner meetings or whatever the case might be and voice, yeah, your concerns. We have information and so forth to prove what we're saying.
And this is only one small part of the scam. They will, whether it's toll roads or environmental control zones or any of this, cities and counties will vote to cede irrevocably power through statutes to unelected private boards. And then, yeah, they come in and the city says, well, we're just, you know, following the regulations. And it's incredible scams. Like the city will take taxpayer money, a bond for something else, and build a 30, 40, 50 story condo. That'll then be a private, banker's condo. They will then openly give lofts for free to the city officials. I mean, it's just total corruption. They will allow them to bulldoze neighborhoods, take whatever land they want. That was part of the Kelo versus Connecticut deal in Connecticut, where they said, oh, if private interests are allowed to come lobby city government to take your private property without even just compensation. I mean, this is feudalism.
It is feudalism in its worst form. And the Supreme Court actually supported that particular lawsuit, establishing the fact that it is corruption that has been unleashed. And what we're seeing in the media today with this election and what you're seeing within Congress, what you're seeing within the Obama camp, and to some extent the McCain camp, and I'll have to admit, even though I don't agree with many of McCain's policies, he is at least an honest individual, at least from my impression. Obama, I don't know if he knows how to tell the truth. I just cannot believe how he's getting away with it. Well, it's the press. The press is basically his mouth.
Well, here's a headline today. Obama says he will change the world. London Telegraph. Barack Obama has vowed that he will change the world, even as he urged his supporters to guard against complacency. And he says we're going to have this new stoic minimalism. We're not going to have as much money or things. I've heard NPR and all of them brag for decades how they can't wait to make us feudal serfs. I mean, it's happening.
It's happening. And hopefully the American people will wake up. Hopefully the John Birch Society back in the 1960s and 70s were right, and when this happens, people will start waking up. But I don't see it happening. In fact, I see just the opposite. Other than programs like you, you know, your listening audience is probably very much aware, and they're doing what they can to do it. But we need to have people in the tens of millions wake up to what's going on. Even then, I'm not sure it will work, because, as you said, 98% of the American people, at least 80% of the American people, were against the bailout, and yet Congress voted for it anyway.
All right, I've been throwing out a lot of questions and comments. We've got about 15 minutes in broadcast time left. Other areas you think are important to cover, Doctor?
Well, I'm just concerned. I'm putting out another DVD for high schools right now on this global warming issue. Because the kids are being brainwashed by their textbooks, they're being brainwashed by Al Gore's inconvenient truth and so forth, and we just have to try to reach them because, you know, if you, our generation, Alex, and maybe down to the, into the 20s and so forth, we may be able to convince that generation that this is a hoax. But these kids coming out of high school today are literally, totally indoctrinated.
Well, they're using reverse psychology. Not even that. They're saying your parents are bad, they're stupid. I've seen it in Time Magazine for kids, Newsweek for kids. They're telling them your parents are bad, they're backwards. Go home and enforce new environmental rules on them. And as I said earlier, even the New York Times reports that the kids literally boss their parents around, and they show the parents saying, "Oh, I love it that they're enforcing on me." I mean, this is classical tyranny.
It is. It literally is. And you have these kids who have no framework or understanding whatsoever, basically saying that they are going to do this when they become adults and vote and so forth, and we have to reach that generation. If we have any other target that's more important, it's probably our educational system and the public schools and trying to get it to them with the truth. Because right now, on the other hand, Alex, I made a debut of my new DVD, even though it's not quite finished yet, in Washington, D.C., to well over 50 kids from all high school students from all over the United States, and they just softed up. They loved it because they sensed, you know, these kids are not stupid, and they sense that there's something wrong with what they're being taught.
And when you've got the NFL and all the mainstream media and everything, and Pat Robertson and Al Sharpton together, and John McCain, the Republican, saying global warming's real, global tax, make CO2 a toxic waste, tax it, regulate it. When all of that's being illustrated, when all of that is coming out, they're starting to figure out, wait, the whole establishment is pushing this.
Yes, it really is. It's like it's the absolute truth. And I'll tell you this right now. You know, it's been a while since we've done an interview on global warming. There is now almost no scientific evidence that man is causing global warming. Almost none. In fact, I can say none, period.
Well, the Arctic just got 13% bigger. The sun's cooling down.
The sun is cooling down, and that in itself is a major thing. We had all these tornadoes last spring and so forth. It probably wasn't, it's hard to say what they were caused by, and I'm not going to make an absolute statement here. But generally speaking, the colder it gets, the more tornadoes and more hurricanes and violent storms you're going to have. There's good scientific reasons for that, and I explained it in my new DVD. But it's one of those things where we had all these violent tornadoes this past spring, not because it was getting warmer, but because it was getting cooler. It's much cooler. It's over a half a degree cooler now than it was in 2005,
Antarctic 2006. Both the Arctics, Antarctic and the Arctic, just exploded in size.
I know it. The Antarctic reached record sizes this year, right on the heels of 2007 when it reached a record size. Because why? It's getting colder, much colder than it has been for a long, long time. And the Arctic itself, now back in early part of 2000, or the latter part of 2007, they were saying that the North Pole is likely to totally melt this in 2008. Well, not only did it not melt, but the reduction in size during the summer was much less than it was in 2007, like about 30% less than it was in 2007.
And it always expands and contracts. It always expands and contracts.
Oh, it always expands and contracts. Now, I'll have to admit that back in 1972, the contraction during the summer was much less than it is right now. But if it continues to go like it is right now, we have not seen an active sun for about 4 or 5 years, and it's been pretty quiet for over 10 years now. There has been no earth warming at all over the last 10 years. And now the temperature's plummeting. Why? Because the sun is no longer being active.
Wow, what a novel approach that all the climatologists on record are saying. It's the sun. It's the sun. It's like when I had Rothschild on the show and I said, well, why are the polar ice caps of Mars getting smaller? Why are? And he said, because it's closer to the sun than the earth. And I said, no, it's not. And he just laughed at me. He thinks our audience is so dumb that they don't know that Saturn, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto are further away.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I'm sorry. Polar bears can swim. Mars is further away from the sun than the earth. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just true, folks. I'm sorry. I mean, I can't believe that we have to argue with people about this. Final segment, Dr. Michael Kaufman, straight ahead. Go to InfoWars.com, click on the shop, and get Global Warming or Global Governance, The Truth About Global Warming, What You Don't Hear in the Media, by Dr. Michael Kaufman. He's also in Endgame. Get both films at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Stay with us. Russia Today here with us, with a crew. One of their camera guys is going to be in studio when we're live at prisonplanet.tv in 5 minutes. Now go ahead and get Alan Watt on at about, now get him on at the 5 after, but I want to know that we have him, so go ahead and call about 2 after, please, John. And we're going to be talking with him, and then in that next hour, I'm going to be going over financial news. I'm going to give you my review of the film W. They also want me to talk some about electronic voting machines and the fraud that they're involved with, because they're going to be playing pieces throughout the next few weeks up to election night, where I'm going to be live on international and national Russian TV. I mean, Russia Today is the biggest channel Russia has, period, in their country, outside their country. It's their English channel. Huge response when we go on there. Only been on there twice. And I am really looking forward to this. Dr. Michael Kaufman, in closing, you're right. Just like you went to the Senate with those maps of the areas they wanted to take over, briefly describe that and help stop it. If other people just stop sucking their thumbs and stop complaining and get informed and get educated and take your material, my material, the other, you know, there's only, frankly, a few good places to get the real material on what's happening, and get those to counties and cities, people then understand. Everything suddenly makes sense. Dr. Kaufman.
Yes, it does. And if you want to get those maps, you can go to discerningtoday.org. discerningtoday.org, repi-us.com, and you can get 11-by-17-inch maps to show. They're one of those effective tools that we have had to expose what they're trying to do.
I mean, I know that you burn with the same desire that I do, because we've had you down here for Austin to make Endgame, but I mean, for those that don't know what it's like to be in this fight, we are driven. We are called. I mean, I burn with desire to warn people. We're being conned. It's like if I saw people robbing my neighbor, you know, while he was at work carrying out his washing machines and TVs, I would freak out and go out there and try to stop him, or I would freak out and call the police or call him at work. I mean, this is much bigger. This is our future, everything. They're carrying out eugenics against us. And I mean, can you talk about your passion?
It is the same passion that you have in different areas. You can do a much more effective job across the broad front. I have to be really focused in on certain key environmental types of issues at the global level as well as the local level. But at least I can become expert on that, and we can talk about it on your show and actually get it out to the information out to the American people that are listening. Because if we don't stop this thing, we're going to be in a world of hurt, and it's happening fast. We've always talked about in a few years, if we don't do something, it's going to be really bad. Well, folks, in a few months, if we don't do something, it's going to be really bad.
And they phase it in incrementally. Taxes, regulation, 3 million enviro cops. Obama's talked about that. Invading your house. I mean, you mean feudalism. You mean control. That's what we're talking about here.
That's right. And they have it written right out there that the feudalistic form of government is probably the best form of government they can have to protect the environment. This is right in the congressional record.
In the congressional record, it's also in two biological diversity assessments that we've got in Endgame and in Road to Tyranny. But I forget, what years were those, 96 and...
Well, the treaty itself was defeated in 94, but we actually stopped the Earth Charter, which is the new religion, global religion, from being enacted in 2002 in Johannesburg, South Africa. And we've done several specials with you on this whole biodiversity issue.
But I was talking specifically about those two biological diversity assessments where they talk about how they're going to set up governmental human sacrifice, feudalism.
That's in 1995
biological diversity assessment.
Yep.
I mean, that is official UN policy. You can't make this up. It's so bizarre. Give your website out again, Doctor.
You bet. Thank you, Alex.
Go ahead and fire that out again for us real fast. Oh, he thought I said bye to him. Dr. Kaufman, I think, was having some phone trouble. All right, we'll be right back with our next guest, Alan Watt.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Alan Watt coming up after the next break. Got Russia Today TV in here with me. Saying hi to them. They're getting set up. I'm going to pay some bills here with some sponsors for a moment. Great folks, eFoods Direct, with all the uncertainty going on in the world today, it really is important for folks out there to get self-sufficient, to get prepared, to take care of their families. And with the increase in food prices, with all the things that are happening, it is insane to not call and get a free brochure, a free audio CD about eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, the longest continually operating affordable food company in the United States. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread, ladies and gentlemen. 800-409-5633. Also, I want to tell you about Akola Blue. Akola Blue is really neat stuff. Akola Blue is an atmospheric water generator that grabs upwards of 7.5 gallons a day out of the atmosphere, and then it purifies it through five different filters. The water passes through an activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by an antibacterial fungal UV light. Also, the machine comes in colors red, black, white, green, silver, and blue. And Russia Today finds this very interesting. I'm going to get some news for you guys in just a moment. I'm doing the ads right now. 866-585-4044. Really a neat system. 866-585-4044. Or AcolaBlue.com. Check them out. Fabulous atmospheric water generation system. Willie Nelson is promoting a similar system. It's getting very, very popular, and I'm excited to see that. Coming up today, we're going to be talking about electronic voting machines and the documented fraud that we've seen carried out by three of these major companies. Their own engineers have gone public, admitted that they've designed the machines so that they can be remote controlled, remotely accessed, for fraud. We also have the mainstream media focusing on retail voter fraud, not election fraud. Now, voter fraud's always been a problem. Dead people voting in Chicago, and LBJ having dead people vote for him for his first congressional race, and old Box 13 right here in Texas. And Acorn certainly has been involved in some skullduggery and been caught with sports figures and Mickey Mouse being registered to vote all over the country. But that's a very small percentage of it. It certainly goes on. It certainly is a problem, but it's nothing like the integrity of the system itself from the top down being controlled. So we'll be talking about election fraud, some, and economic news coming up in the fourth hour today. I was already going to cover some of that today, but that's what our friends from Russia Today want me to cover some of. So we'll be covering that here as well on the syndicated broadcast going out on the AM and FM dial across the United States, simulcasting on Global Shortwave and, of course, the Internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, not to mention on three different satellite systems. Very, very happy to be on those systems as well for everybody out there watching. Some of the financial news we're going to be covering later in the broadcast. Kucinich calls for probe of bonuses for Wall Street aid recipients. The trillion-plus dollars, it's more than $700 billion, being pumped in is going directly into the coffers of the bankers that have engineered it. And Congressman Kucinich says he's going to be investigating that. Hope he doesn't have any plane crashes or anything, or any automobile accidents. Also, globalists exploit financial meltdown and move towards one world government. Unbelievable things are now happening as they announce a world government run foreign by the bankers for the trilateral three-region currency, as they told us they would set up in the 70s via the Club of Rome and the Trilateral Commission CFR statements. Just unprecedented things that are happening. EU leaders again call for global currency. It's all coming up. We'll get Alan Watt, an amazing researcher's take on this, and a lot more. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Cracks of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, going out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the Internet satellite, and streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the next hour and 52 minutes. Alan Watt is our guest right now. Next hour, I will cover all the economic news. And we're only, 13, 14 days from the election. All the election fraud going on at the computer software level with the machines designed for fraud, and then the retail voter fraud itself being illustrated by Acorn, again, signing up people like Mickey Mouse and famous football players and basketball players to vote, dead people being signed up to vote. The media is trying to focus on that, retail fraud down at the low level by individuals, which is a problem, but nothing statistically compared to top-down fraud. So that is coming up. But for the next 51 minutes, we're joined by Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. Alan Watt, first I want to get into the fact that the Trilateral Commission documents, the CFR statements, the Club of Rome statements back in the 70s and 80s of engineering a world financial collapse that will be managed by the very inner group of private banks and the Anglo-American a New World Order system, so they can then pose as the saviors and bring in a world government of and by the banks, where they will regulate all the other banks and financial systems and governments' currencies of the world. They always said it would first, after the collapse happened, be a trilateral or three-tier system, a Asian Union, European Union, American Union, with seven subregions under it, with all of those currencies pegged to the central government in that tripolar world. They then intend to merge those three systems. We already see this merger going on. By the time they announced the trilateral plan, we'd already been in it for years. And in my film Endgame, you've also covered it. It's admitted that the North American Union of the Security and Prosperity Partnership is already being merged. Bush even gave speeches with Barroso and Merkel on the White House lawn over a year ago, where they admit that they are already merging the European Union and the North American Integration Group. They're already merging those together in front of us. So we're being told about the trilateralist plan for the world when we're already in that, as we really move into the merger of the trilateral system. So break down what we're currently seeing with this financial situation.
We are seeing the implementation of a plan laid long ago, even before Bretton Woods in World War II. At the beginning of the 1900s, it talked about the creation of this world system under the League of Nations and how they'd eventually have to bring in a World Bank. People didn't go for the League of Nations too well, especially in the U.S., and so they quieted it down. They brought in World War II to bring us to our knees. And even then, they tried to bring in the whole world global system. And people still wanted to retain nationalism. So they worked covertly from then on. In fact, they bypassed any idea of democracy. There is no democracy. They ignore the public. And this is the next part of the plan. As I say, Maurice Strong, who is a frontman for Rockefeller, was instrumental in setting up this world banking system. He was ahead of it for a while. And it will be the big stick. the economy plus nature, the world environment, are going to be used to bring in a new type of world order where it's scientifically designed, run by technocrats and bureaucrats who will decide who lives, who dies, who will be born, who is needed, who will not be needed. It's a whole regulated society that's to come out of this, and it's to be a 100 years war going on right up to, for the whole century, until they bring out their new types of servants, the new perfectly made society through cloning, etc., and genetics. But a much smaller population will serve this global elite, who've said in their own writings that they will not alter themselves mentally, their brain capacity. They'll keep their abilities for self-preservation, but the public won't need them anymore because the state will be making all their decisions for them. That is the Brave New World scenario that we're going through now. And as I say, it's been going on. Professor Carl Quigley said in the 1960s in his own books, The Tragedy and Hope, that this parallel government had run America for 60 years in his day. So basically for 100 years, they've been working towards this great utopia. It's a utopia for the elites.
And they all openly admit that they're setting up a world government for and by, run by the private central banks, that they would use environmentalism as a pretext to demonize human life and to cheapen it so the state can carry out the orderly force reduction of at least 80% of the population.
Yes. And also, I read recently from the CFR's own website and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is just the British branch of it, that they're now ready, the public are ready, they've been conditioned, and they said scientifically conditioned to accept this. And people don't realize that everything they watch on television, everything they read, is nothing but propaganda to shape their minds along a road to accept all that is coming down today. They are literally brainwashed and controlled, and they know it at the top because they have constant surveys on the internet. They know what we're all thinking and doing, and they can tell that their conditioning and their propaganda has worked to the maximum. There's only a few people who have functioning brains anymore and an intellect that actually works and reasons, and the masses, unfortunately, have been conquered. So that's the key problem right now. They did say, too, 100 years ago, that eventually, after all the wars that they would create to bring the world in to world governments through conflict and resolution and treaties, that they also said that the power of the purse would be used at the end because everyone is dependent on a monetary system for everything they need to live. And so we're seeing that now. Governments in collusion with the banks is basic fascism. It's classical fascism. And the government now that's in with the banks will be into your bank account, deciding what you can withdraw, what you can buy, what you can eat, and so on and so on.
All for environmental and, it's a pincer attack, anti-terror reasons, as Richard and Haass in 1991 in the Club of Rome documents said. They would use phony environmentalism to create neo-feudalism and serfdom to control and regulate the public, and then collectivize the wealth for the control of the banks and the global elite above the nation state. And the other side of the pincer attack is the threat of terrorism, that they have to take our liberties and freedoms and surveil us to keep us safe from these boogeymen that they create and that they promote. Alan, I want you to specifically talk about the human mind and TV and cognitive dissonance and brainwashing. Mm-hmm. For decades, we told people they would set up a world financial crisis. They would get the population into debt. They would then restrict liquidity. They would then have a, quote, bailout that would give the central banks even more power. They would openly set up a world banking government that regulated all the currencies of the world in a trilateral system. In the last 2 weeks, we've seen it all announced in detail, global government, new world order. I went and saw the film W last night. They admitted it's about a new world order, you know, through Oliver Stone. They're just throwing it all in our face. But still, my message board on Infowars.com, the comments on the pages are saying, when I post AFP and Bloomberg and Reuters all admitting this, they say, no, you're a liar. None of it's happening. Those aren't real links. Now, I know a lot of those are government agents, but some of them aren't. They are people so wedded to the delusion and the old lie that none of this existed while they were building it, that now that they're unveiling it, the public is still denying it. Can you speak to that psychological system?
That's right. You see, most people never live in a state of consciousness and awareness. They live in a world of fantasy, surrounded by their egocentric behavior of what they like to do, what's going to be pleasing.
Exactly. Their ego tells them they don't like being slaves, so they can be in bondage, sitting in a pile of their own crap in a concentration camp, and they're going to say they're not in a camp because they don't want to admit they've been enslaved.
Yes, and I'm sure you've heard the same thing, too, with the futurists and all those guys who are all for this genetic engineering and creating new types, a small type of selected people. They truly believe they all will be chosen to come through this because they're superior. In other words, they're calling themselves clone-worthy. That's the term they're using now. And it's so amazing to me how they've used the New Age again through a massive build-up. A creation of a religion is no big deal. If you have big, powerful, wealthy foundations backing you, you can churn out thousands of books to promote what's called the New Age.
And they will openly announce that they're a cultist, that they're into theophacy and Lucifer, yeah. But then they'll tell you, if you criticize it, you're just a religionist, you have a closed mind. And I'm saying, no, I'm secularly analyzing what you're saying and doing. And they just use doublethink and say, no, it doesn't exist, as they announce it themselves.
As they announce it themselves, they all belong to the various societies with secrets, as they call it themselves. And they all swear oaths to obey this great plan to the great work and work towards it diligently. And it's to be done covertly, because everyone else, they call the profane. Those in the world of darkness, non-understanding, are called the profane. Now, that ties in with the war on terror, because if you read the American psychiatric books, the association's books, on the population and the American journals of psychology, you'll find many, many professors in there talking about the world and the population and it being technically insane. So they are, therefore, the terrorists.
And they say the family is insane and yep. must also be broken down, and that people shouldn't breed or people shouldn't have children. It's a culture of death. It's really the most ancient form of total war, is to conquer a people through siege and then not let them appropriate.
That's exactly right, and we find it's a blend of what we saw as the communist system, the Soviet system, with capitalism coming together as it was designed to do. After 70-odd years, Lenin talked about this, and sure enough, the Club of Rome announced that they looked at all the different systems in the world, and the one that they promoted most or thought was the best kind to rule the people was collectivism, which is basically the Sovietized system, and that's what's coming in. That's why the big services like childcare are now authorities. Everything is an authority over the public.
That's right, or the prison guards, to boil it down. The schools are prisons to induct your children into official prison, or to get them on welfare, or to give them a psychiatric designation so they have no liberties or freedoms. It's all about enslaving the population. We're going to skip this break for the online listeners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Everybody else will be back in 4 minutes. This
is Don't be a victim of...
Okay, John, I'm going to continue with discussions. Alan, I mean, this is so hellish, and then I see so many mainline liberals. You know, the right wing is all for police state and total tyranny and surveillance to keep them safe from, you know, the evil Arabs or the evil Muslims. They're being sold on that. But the more sophisticated paradigm is the left. They'll say, yes, we're against the right wing world government, but we're for the loving UN utopia system of not having to work and milk and honey and the withering away of the state. And we see the big banks funding that. And then the left says, what do you mean big banks fund us? No, we want to shut down the big banks. Can you explain the brainwashing there, please, Alan Watt?
It's the dialectic. The dialectical procedure has been understood since the days even before Plato existed. But it's a technique of using always... You see, to change society in any direction, you must have a conflict, so you must create another. You must create one group which comes out with proposals to change society. That will automatically foment a group that will oppose them. And through their conflicts and resolutions are the key, that means like treaties, for instance, and laws signed into law, then you are guiding both of them along a pre-planned path. And that's how you get it. Now, most folk will choose one side or another. That's the nature of humanity. And through the use of politics and sides, you're being conned, because eventually the two paths end up on the same road. I always say there's two wings on the bird there, on the emblem of the U.S. and they're both joined to the same body, and the body is hidden behind a shield. That's not for public view. Those that really run the government are not elected.
The social engineering is really heating up. Again, how do they condition someone? You got someone into it, but I want to get deeper into it, to where they're admitting they're setting up the North American Union, they're admitting they're setting up the Caribbean Union, the African Union, the Asian Union. They're setting up this global nanny state. The children are being trained to tattle on their parents, spy on their parents, to rebuke them for taking a hot bath at night. That was in the New York Times, as you know, a week and a half ago, for driving a car that's, you know, uses too much fuel. And the parents are saying, oh, I'm so proud of my children telling me what to do. But that's the state coming in and becoming the parents, but not just parents, turning the children into little Nazis to report on the parents. I mean, this is classical hardcore tyranny, but it's okay because it's for the environment.
Yes, H.G. Wells talked about the need to use children and indoctrinate them heavily. Limit, of course, the information, because children see things either black or white. There's no gray area. They're too young, and show them injustice, and they will become young fanatics. They will then go out into society and force their parents to comply. Many authors in the past used the same terminology, and we find that Lord Bertrand Russell was the guy who put it into an actual science on how to do it from kindergarten. In England, for instance, right now, many schools will bring in teachers who are applicants to teach, and the students will give you, the teacher, the interview. And the first thing out their mouths is what will happen to be, do you care for the environment? You're all for the environment, aren't you? Or do you care about gay rights and so on? These are young students.
And again, that's petty power, training the children. They're going to be the enforcers. And when they become teenagers, the military and police admit, they're turning a lot of public schools into military encampments, into military schools, that the children will then be the enforcers of the state. I mean, this is so classical tyranny. This is such classic tyranny. It just blows the mind.
Yes, and to do that, to get to that stage, they had to destroy the family unit. And that was what was so interesting in the books that were written in the late 1800s.
All right, stay there. We're coming back to the full audience. Let's make this point. Here we go. Talking to Alan Watt, an amazing researcher, cutting into the matrix. I'll give you out his website here in the next segment. There's links to him up on Infowars.com. Under the guise of anti-terrorism, the guise of the environment, they're training children all over the country, not just in public schools, but private schools that follow the same curriculum. Your parents are bad. Having children are bad. The police state is good. Rebuke your parents. You know, don't let them use too much food, eat too much meat. Don't let them take a hot bath. Don't let them drive an SUV. And the parents are saying, oh, I'm so glad to have my parents, my children bossing me around. It's so good to have my children bossing me around. So first they teach the parents, don't be involved, don't tell your children what to think. That's so they're a clean slate for the state to indoctrinate them. Then they get the children on these power trips, and Alan Watt was talking about that, how they're turning them into good little Stasis. Break that down for us.
Yes, well, Lord Bertrand Russell was given experimental schools at the beginning of the 1900s. By permission of the Crown, the Royal Crown was behind it. And he found it through experimentation and scientific indoctrination that the children would give their total loyalty to their teachers and their school, and they would listen to nothing that their parents gave them on a moral basis or try to pass on through their tradition or culture. In other words, the state was to eventually give the children the new morality that they would grow up in. And that's been successful. They always go for the children. We saw that used in the Soviet system. They had the Young Communist Society, who were absolutely rabid in their beliefs. They were completely indoctrinated. And Hitler Youth was the same thing.
Mao had the same thing.
Yes. And so now we're using it globally. And it's part of what they call the First Earth Army that was mentioned back in the, I think it was the 70s, because Gene Roddenberry, who gave us the great Star Trek series of predictive programming about the future, done on a space-type area, but it was all about the planet Earth. If you look through the stories, it was about planet Earth.
Well, the symbol of the Federation is the UN symbol over the Milky Way.
That's right. And you saw the multiculturalism. You saw a specialized society. Everyone was a specialist in a certain area. And And anyone who wouldn't join the Free Trade Federation was a bad guy and ugly and nasty. And so that was all about the world and the United Nations, etc., and free trade. But Gene Roddenberry was a member of NASA, and that's where he got all the predictive programming for that he was to put into his stories to raise a generation who were already prepared mentally through fiction for the society that we'd brought in reality while they actually lived in their lifetime. And that's how all media works, especially fiction. It's heavily funded. The Pentagon has been funding Hollywood since even before World War II.
Alan Watt, how do we break out of this matrix? I mean, not only do we have the children 8-9 hours a day, they're expanding the school year in many areas to not 9 months, but 10 or 11 months in Europe and Canada and some places in the U.S. They're having after-school programs and encouraging the parents to go have fun at the bar, leave your children here. And then when they get home, they sit down, children for an average of about 4.5 to 5 hours a day, parents about 3.5 hours a day. So there's really not real human interaction going on. There's less and less of that. And if it is, it's a big gladiatorial diversion or distraction in these big communal groupthink events. I mean, the social engineers know exactly what they're doing. And then they have an overlay that I constantly hear. Everything's an accident. Governments are idiots. They couldn't plan that. They couldn't do that. When we have all their documents and plans where they were saying they're doing it. I mean,
and actually doing it. I see Lord Bertrand Russell. See, initially, their idea of the elite in Britain and the elite throughout Europe, their idea was to follow the plan of Plato, where they'd remove the children from their parents at birth, or from their mother at birth, and bring them up communally. But they found that if they could get them as young as 2 into kindergarten with that scientific indoctrination, then, as I say, the parental input would be simply cancelled out. And that has happened. They will not listen to their parents at all. And, of course, they use the media big time in entertainment for those young children, even through cartoons, to indoctrinate them further. Therefore, they feel more estranged from their parents. In fact, all they are being brought up economically and paid for by their parents. And that was a good thing, according to Russell. It would save the state having to fork out the money. We found the same thing in the Soviet Union. They tried that because pure communism was to be based on Plato's Republic, where they did remove the children. They tried it in certain areas, but the parents still liked to have their children. It was a natural tie, a natural bond.
It's like China. They let them visit a little bit now, and then meanwhile, more and more people work for the state or are dependent on the state, to where you have this horde of dependent, brain-dead zombies that work for the system now honing in on us. I'm getting confirmed reports of people walking up to people at coffee shops and in restaurants saying, "Why are you reading a book? What is that book about? Is that bad?" Like, the people are starting to not trust readers. So, Alan Watt, stay there. Riveting information. So important. I want to get more into what we're going to see under this New World Order system on the other side. Only alive once. Do you want to live it as a slave? Do you want to be conned? Do you like being dumbed down by a bunch of social engineers? Do you enjoy them playing games with you and suckering you? Do you like being schmucks? Or do you want to get angry and get informed and get educated and take back our societies, individual by individual, city by city, county by county, country by country? Social engineers, eugenicists, are in control of our society. We have to say no. We have to resist. We have to get informed and get involved. Don't just sit by, ladies and gentlemen, and watch history go by with a bunch of tyrants controlling it. Get involved today and resist the New World Order. If you think I'm going to sit by and be a slave and not fight back, you got another thing coming. I am not going to live on my knees as a slave. I am not going to go quietly into the night. We may be going down, but not without resistance. I am not going to sit in a ditch and lick the boots of the New World Order. I am going to go 110% against them, and I'm going to do the best job I can to activate my fellow humans. Not to even believe what I'm saying, but to look into the true nature of the global power structure. All right, Alan Watt, fire out your website for folks so they can find out more about the great research you're doing on a daily basis.
Yeah, they can look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and alanwattsentinel.eu websites for lots of previous talks I've given, filling in a lot of the histories led up to our present state and where we're going with it all. And I name the big foundations and the think tanks that work with them. This parallel government, that's really what it is. It also consists of ex-prime ministers and presidents that work in the CFR and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, all working together globally on a long-term strategy. I mean, for instance, when they set up the CFR in the US as a branch of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, they also set up specialized departments. The Institute for Pacific Relations was one of them, and their job was to work 80 years ago in getting the Asian, the Far Eastern states to come in under a bloc, a trading bloc. So that's how long they've been working on all of this intergenerationally towards the same goal.
And people are ignorant. I mean, they love the cliche of something couldn't last hundreds of years. They couldn't pass it on generationally. How do you have the Marine Corps, 240-something years old? How do you have the Army, 240-something years old in the U.S., or the British Army been constituted under the same name and system for 500-plus years? How do you have universities that are 500, 600, 700, 800 years old, or churches, you know, like the Catholic Church, 1,800 years old? I mean, these are generational systems where people sit in the seats of power as the chancellors or chairman of those corporations, of those companies, of those universities, and then they intermarry with other elites. They expand their power while they're in their seat of power. It's human nature to want more power. It's a fraternal thing, and it's how history works. And somehow they convince the public that no, none of that's going on.
Yeah, they gave us a thing called democracy, which was a good panacea. Because the idea of democracy is you can always vote this bunch out. That's what you do in democracy. You don't vote a new bunch in. You're really so sick of the last bunch, you're voting them out. So they play this ping-pong game, and that stops people from having revolutions every 4 or 5 years. That's why they gave us democracy. But all along, they say the parallel government has run since the birth of so-called democracy. This parallel government has been here under many different names. And now it's so well-funded and organized and funds their NGO groups that create policy.
Emerging as the official government. I mean, why are they now emerging? Why are they now admitting it's going to be a global government with a global-controlled currencies under their system?
Because now, as I say, with the CFR on their own website, they say that they've used enough scientific indoctrination that the public are ready for it. They have altered the perceptions of the public, their outlooks on life, through massive propaganda for their whole life long, that they believe that they're ready to accept anything that's presented to them. Most people truly, truly believe already with this campaign that we are causing problems on the environment. They truly believe this, and they truly do believe that there are better people, more intelligent people above them that will take care of it all. And that's the key. The elite have hoped for hundreds and hundreds of years that the public would just accept that their betters should rule them.
Acquiesce.
In every aspect of their lives.
Capitulate. Yeah. Give in. Alan, let's talk about what's going to happen in the future as we capitulate and what the system's going to try to do as there is a great awakening, because there are a lot of people, you know, it's exponential, who are waking up to this, or at least to certain levels of it.
Yes. Well, the people, I tell you now is the time, because they better start taking to the streets and doing as mass demonstrations till they cannot be ignored anymore. Because all the talking in the world amongst each other or over the internet is not going to stop this. It has to be literally people contact is what they need with other people, and mass demonstrations to stop this from coming in. Because a horror show has been planned for the rest of society. We're already being culled off every day in newspapers. The reporting at New Zealand just today, the men in New Zealand are almost sterile now. This is a planned takedown, because population control was one of the main mandates from the League of Nations back in 1919.
That's right. There is no doubt that different fluorides, different poisons are being put in the water, that there are hundreds of different types of plastics, but the one type that was chosen for universal adoption worldwide is the type that gives off massive amounts of estrogen-mimicking chemicals that feminize boys, sterilize them, and then hyper-feminizes women, massively increasing all sorts of reproductive problems and breast cancer. They admit it. It's mainstream news, but they're not stopping it. They're actually intensifying what is lined with this, even tin cans and most other packaging for food. And then the tetanus shots, the UN has been caught adding hormones to sterilize women there. This is very, very serious. Can you break that down?
Yes, this was intentional. They knew back in the 1920s and 30s the effects of bisphenol from the plastics, etc. They knew by testing it, in fact, with the, they polluted in the United States, and I think it was Monsanto, they polluted certain villages' drinking water with chemicals that were coming out of pipes. They studied the people, and they found that the young men were growing breasts and stuff like this. The females were having menstruation at the age of 6 and 7. So they understood the effects of this, and like always, they always seem to use this to our advantage. That's a key word, term they always use, and they have been using it. However, I do believe that inoculations were also weaponized to also attack certain reproductive.
Well, you don't believe. You know. It's been proven, and you've gone over that research. They also love the compartmentalization. The average city facility doesn't know what they're putting in the water. There's only a few companies that sell them the systems per nation. They ship it to them. Even those mixing it are just told this is what we put in there. You know, it's good for the people. They love that compartmentalization. They love putting these toxins into the environment where we basically have no way of getting away from it. Now that people are getting away from fluoride toothpaste and fluoride water, they're now saying we're going to spray it on the crops as a pesticide. It'll kill bugs, but it'll also go through the membranes, through the cell walls of the plants, and adulterate them, impregnate them with this as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the planned takedown, and one of the top players said back in the 60s they've got to bring the population down, and cancer is a good a way to do it as any. And sure enough, we've had the cancer explosions ever since. They've been tampering heavily with the food and the pesticides and stepping up the inoculations as well. This is planned. It's hard for people. You said yourself that just a minute ago that everything is based on trust. Even the doctors who give you those shots truly believe it contains what it says it does, but they have no way of proving it.
Look, everyone I know takes their children and gives them shots and says, oh, I should have listened to you. My child had an autoimmune response, swole up, had to be given all these drugs. Or everybody I talk to won't listen, or they want to get their dog a checkup, and the vets won't see them now. They're not injected every year. I know a bunch of vets that say it's ridiculous. It should only be every 10, according to, you know, even conventional stuff. And then they give the dog the shot, and the dogs die or almost die.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's there. But they also institutionalize the breast cancer and the other cancers caused by the injections and the hormones. And then they make it a fad. They make it, oh, everybody's got autism now, you know, from 1 in 25,000. To 1 in 86, and you know, then it becomes a campaign issue, and the government's going to help you. Or now I'm hearing ads all over the country, radio, TV, and print, about how children, foster children, are more, you know, highly susceptible to suicide, drugs, being killed, having post-traumatic stress disorder than even our troops. And so the government needs more funds and power because the foster children have got it so bad, when that's all been done by design. And we have the heads of the state health departments on video in Endgame saying they have bad gene pools, so we're doing this to them.
That's right. That all ties together, because even with the human genome experiment, this secretive worldwide campaign to try and type everyone's genes had many different aspects to it. And it was a eugenics program. They want to find out those people with what they call inferior genes, because those are the types who will not be allowed in the future to breed. They'll die off rather quickly, probably, and only those with the specified genes will be allowed to procreate with permission, that is. At least for one phase of this agenda. This is a long-term, multi-leveled phase.
That's right. They're testing each phase, then it goes mainline, and they start testing the next operation. It's just so incredible.
And even in the movie Gattaca, which is well worth the seeing, they show you the genetically enhanced people in the future society, not too far in the future, that actually creates a class, a new class of people, those who are past as genetically perfect and superior, and the rest of the people have the rotten jobs at the bottom. They're inferior types. That's actually coming in shortly. Yeah.
And then we have control groups, African tribes that won't take inoculations, huge populations of over 150,000 Amish in Illinois alone, where major university studies have been done. None of them have autism. Their cancer rates are thousands of percentile lower, and it's because they're not taking the inoculations. They're drinking well water.
And they're not eating the modified food. The modified food, and this is what I've come to realize after studying the scientists who helped put it all together. A lot of these scientists came from warfare institutes. They have weaponized the food. They have weaponized the food.
And so for police officers, for FBI agents, for people in the system, for governors listening, you know, for high-level people, you think you're part of the system. It's happening to your children. It's happening to all of you. And you can laugh all day. But everything we've told you is coming true. This is real. And I'm sorry that reality is so horrifying, but you can't be like a child and say, well, I choose to not believe it. Whether you deny it or whether you accept it and decide to fight it, it is still there and still going on.
I've got an article on my website. It was from a mainstream paper where their main headquarters in the United States, from Monsanto, their cafeteria banned the use of GM food for the staff who work there. They said it was dangerous.
Yeah, I saw that. So that's how it works. And of course, we have these giant... People don't realize... I've been to London a few times, but what's the... isn't it Windsor Palace that is like 50-something square miles?
Yeah, Windsor Castle, yeah.
But I know there's a whole bunch of the Buckingham Palace in London's like a huge part of the city. But I've seen documentaries with Prince Philip and Prince Charles where they'll go on, and they have hundreds of these palaces, and you see them throw this in our face in the movie Children of Men, where the government's put something out to basically sterilize the population, and the government's staging terror attacks. They tell you three times in the film it's the government staging the terror attacks. But all of a sudden, when they drive into Buckingham Palace and however many square miles that is, everything's clean, everything's nice. They have good food. They have good water. Right outside, it's dirty and poisonous. And I saw Prince Philip admit... They grow all their own food, raise all their own beef. On those palaces, tens of thousands live on those grounds, and they all are openly eugenicists. He goes in and buys himself the organic beef. You know, everything is, and I've read about the Rockefellers are all obsessed. They'll have wine and water and food, that is hyper clean, non-GMO, grown on their own farms, and it's trucked and flown everywhere they go.
Yes, I watched a program on Balmoral Castle in Scotland, where they have the biggest herds for the royalty. Herds of cattle and so on, and they eat the natural grass, etc. There's no GM anything, no pellet feeds there. And they even send their chef up there to pick which ones are to be slaughtered to be brought down for the royal banquets.
Meanwhile, they're saying give up all your rights for the environment, save the earth, while they are involved, these elites, in cross-species, open-air planting of plants and animals. They announced in Canada and the U.S., hey, guess what? You've already been eating clone food for years. Shut up and like it. They're already getting all sorts of mutations. Oh, Alan, I can't believe it's so serious.
Yes, and this was planned. It's a warfare. They declared war on the people a long time ago. And according to them, the common people are obsolete. This is part of their religion. We are obsolete. They believe they are the most evolved type because they have been into specialized breeding for centuries and centuries and having their mates picked up for them for specific qualities, whereas we, the commoners, are the low end of the gene pool, and we're the junk genes. It's time to eradicate the junk genes who are now a problem to them.
And then they claim we're junk genes, but in true eugenics, as you know, it's not even positive or negative eugenics. It's truly to dumb the mass down so they're more easily controlled. And that's stated. I mean, that's so cold-blooded.
Yeah, everything, this world is a horror show, what's coming in. That's never been done on such a scale before, where you won't be able to do anything at all for yourself. You can't make any decision for yourself. An agency of one form or another will decide something for you. You'll have to have check-ins to see where you are, report in to see where you are.
And they're the authorities, weekly environmental visits, monthly. They're announcing this in Europe and England and U.S., CPS mm-hmm. visits to everyone's homes,
yes.
all of us under the social workers' control.
That is correct. They want to give you annual psychological tests to see if you harbor terrorist thoughts. Right out of Orwell's book.
Yeah, they're claiming these quackish electronic machines will decide if you're a terrorist or a liar.
Mm-hmm. And also, as I say, the financial stick is the big one, because Russell, in his big think tank back in the 50s, said they'll bring in a new type of financial system where the state will issue credits into your bank account every week. You can't save them up. Therefore,
and
no,
that's the new carbon credit.
Yes.
And carbon rationing. It's actually happening.
Yes. And he said it will be used as a form of social punishment. If you are against the system, they withdraw your funds and you either starve or you're out, because there'll be no private property. You'll be rental only, and you won't be able to afford a roof over your head.
Good God. We're going to skip this break, too, for the InfoWars.com audio stream listeners exclusively, and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers for those folks, because this is too important, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be right back for everybody else on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, and satellite. This is the one, the only GCN radio network. Spread the word however you're listening. Alan Watts, our guest.
Have you?
Okay, Alan. I mean, I'm jumping in here because everything you're saying is so true, and everything you say, that I think of 1,000-plus examples of where it's backed up. I mean, we are so far along. We already have the elite sequestered in their research communities, sequestered in their government reservations and compounds, sequestered in their elite government facilities, in their underground facilities, in their palaces. You know, it's a governmental system, you know, the Saddam palaces, the royalty palaces in England. And they're in this higher-level technological system. We're down here being mass-poisoned, and it's such a few of the actual even elite that are even aware of what's going on. I think the key here is not just waking up the general public, but waking up people at higher-level stratas of the compartmentalized system, just like in Orwell's 84 and the real Stasi system or the Maoist system. You know, they're really watching the outer party and the inner party more than anybody. Doesn't the resistance, as Winston said, start within? He thought it was the proles, but really the resistance is going to be in the inner and outer party.
Yes, that will happen, and of course the ones at the top know this too. I read books years ago on the intelligence agencies and how they operated, and what was interesting was that the Soviet Union had more files on their employees than the common people. Masses of data on them and their movements and who they met and who they talked to and what they said on the phones. That is the same with the lower echelons who work and bring in the system.
And now that's all being standardized with the cell phones, the face scanning, the satellites that can scan your heat residence and how you walk. That's all admitted. Now they have computers to do it where they can just pull up a file, so it increases that power of surveillance infinitely.
Yes, and so those who are in the lower echelons but who are workers towards this system eventually will start to see their own demise when they no longer become necessary, because other departments are taking over their functions gradually. All the organizations that have been built up and the multi-branches now of police, it's incredible how many agencies police have now.
And that's the real reason it's all being phased in.
Yes. And so those ones who were the quiet, bureaucratic-type workers who did their job and kept their mouth shut will shortly be obsolete, but they know too much, and that's when they become afraid. Very afraid, and they should be afraid, too.
All right, Alan, I want to come back in the final main segment and talk about solutions, how we get around this. I know you've got another program coming up. Can you stay for five more minutes, five after?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so you can stay till the five after next hour?
Yeah.
Okay, but no longer, correct?
Maybe 10 past.
Okay, well, that's exactly 10 past, because we can come back there's a quick break at 5, and we can come back for a few more minutes, or you want to leave at 5?
Okay, because I'm not on until 39 minutes past.
All right, well, we'll just let you go at 8 after then. Okay, here we go, Alan. We're going live right now. You have to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. I read the British Ministry of Defense public documents, the Pentagon plans. They even admitted on C-SPAN with Thomas Barnett, Naval War College, that there's a global government, they're enslaving us, period. And one time I was on the phone with Barnett trying to get him on the show, and he said, no, you're Alex Jones, I'm not coming on. And he said, we're going to beat you, I want you to know that. And I said, no, we're going to beat your New World Order. And he said, no, you're not, and literally growled at me on the phone. So, I mean, when you're actually talking to one of their planners, they're like, listen, you're going to be beaten. We're going to win. And I want you to understand something. They're ready for you to try to storm London, storm Washington. They will use a neutron bomb on you. They state this in mainline government documents. They're ready for the old frontal assault. They can't handle a societal awakening to their technocracy and their system. The information Alan Watt and I cover, and only a few others, unfortunately. Instead of the rest, it's all New Age, you know, control, which is another New World Order arm. And I have to tell you, it's sad that so much of the awakening movement's co-opted. But thank God we're some of the most prominent people out there, some folks who are listening. Bottom line here, we need to get this information, get it out, because they are scientifically preparing for us to resist them, and they're worried about you activating person to person, getting healthy, talking to neighbors, educating them about the system, and then just having a general awakening and saying no, and then stop arguing with the New World Order, openly announcing and declaring, we see you, we know the scientific dictatorship, we are saying no to you. And that's one of the only ways to get around this. Stop watching, mainline brainwashing TV. Start spending more time with your family. Stop being so materialistic. Stop letting them control you. Stop making them, let you feel inadequate through Madison Avenue. Being empowered individually, because they're ready for the frontal assault. Alan, how do you see us getting around their system? Solutions for this segment and the next.
The solutions, I'll tell you, have to be based on a value system. We've been raised with a generation of moral relativism, where anything goes. To the extent they're now displaying corpses in art galleries, and they say it's all very wonderful and pretty. What they've done, you see, over the last 50 years especially, is to help us to believe and go into this dehumanizing agenda. We participate in it with everything that we do when we go along. When there's no disgust at what's been done to humans, fetuses in jars of urine on display as art. You see, what they're doing is dehumanizing us and saying, you're nothing special. You're just a bunch of protoplasm and nerve endings and so on and synapses.
You're ugly.
Yes, and therefore there's nothing special about you. That's why they had to eradicate the vestiges of religion, which said every person had something sacred within them. That was their first war, was against religion. Now it's into secular humanism, for the public at least. And when you believe that that's all you are, you've just allowed yourself to be dictated to. They will tell you when to walk into the gas chamber or the extermination chamber. After all, you're not an endangered species. You're just a freak of nature.
You're a parasite. You're a disease.
Yes.
You're a cancer. And they use the peer pressure to teach us we're worthless, to sell us on seeing our own species and simulated and real murders being torn apart on TV 100-plus times a day. All of this, and they teach us with peer pressure to say and do what the TV says. Folks,
that's
if
right.
You don't break out of not caring what your neighbors think and of screaming bloody murder and breaking out of the conditioning and shaking it off, if you don't do that, it's over. We're being enslaved. We're being controlled. We're being euthanized in slow motion. I mean, isn't that key to just not care what people think anymore and realize we're being brainwashed?
Yes. And really, that's the key to it. People's emotions have truly been blunted. For the majority of the public, they live in a world of myth and fantasy.
Yeah, they get upset by my outrage at being a slave with my family under attack.
Yeah.
They think it's abnormal. I mean, I'm just a primitive human. I just have my instincts intact to see enslavement and get upset and say, we got to fight this. That's a normal propulsion system for protection of the species, and they've gone in and turned that off. Alan, we're going to be back in 70 seconds. I'm going to want you to continue on that thought. You know, they tell you, sit down, relax, it's okay. No, we've been successful because we have told people it's serious. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, they will learn the secret that... world order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The global engineers of tyranny bringing in this nightmare technocracy, this scientific dictatorship, are counting on you not having the will and the focus to take action, to reach out, to wake up your friends and family. Folks, we don't have a choice. They're already killing us with the soft kill weapons, the fluoride, the poisons in the water, the GMO food. We have all their documents. By all their documents, thousands of them. I'm sure there's tens of thousands more we don't have, but we have it all documented. That's how we can tell you what's going to happen 2, 3, 4, 5 years ahead of time. This is such precious information, and I burn with desire to warn you. But I look at my neighbors and people, they'll quietly go, yeah, I know what you're telling me is true. Yeah, I know, but I don't want to speak out. My neighbors will think I'm a kook. You know, it's just waiting there. These pathetic people waiting for the government and people to take care of them and tell them what to do. People have to have some self-respect and take action and take control of their destiny. Alan Watt, 4-minute closing statement.
Yes, the people now have to realize that they can't sit back any longer and allow this to go much further, because there is there's actually a step you go beyond that you cannot turn back on. If we go into this new monetary system, for instance, that's the big, big stick to control everyone's lives, because you have government involved now with how you accumulate money, spend it on what and so on, how you live. That's all what it's about, how you live. Are you living the way you're supposed to, according to the experts and so on?
Oh.
So we can't allow it to get to that stage. And we have to start taking to the streets and mass demonstrations. It's the only way to start to bring public awareness to this. And even people who scoff at it eventually become curious and approach the big groups that are marching and ask the right questions. We can't sit back just chattering over the internet. It doesn't work that way.
Well, we're seeing coordinated inflation. They're saying they want to have three global systems controlled by one group so they can have coordinated inflation to destroy and enslave all of us. I mean, they're so cold-blooded, these predatory banks.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And they're very arrogant now, because they really do see the end in sight. They've said that they have, through scientific means, brought the public to this acceptance of being ruled by their betters, the elite, the experts, the scientists. But they don't have all of us. That's the key to it. And it's the rest of us who must start making all as much noise as possible right now and saying no to this.
Well, let's take a Kansas City cop or a Knoxville officer or an Austin police officer listening. I mean, if they just go check what we're saying, they're going to find out it's true, then what are you going to do? I mean, they're putting stuff in you and your children and your wife or your husband that are killing you, and they are stating it.
Yes.
Why aren't you with us? Why do you defend the system? I mean, why don't you have enough respect for yourself?
Yeah, and that's the key to it again. You see, this money, this odd thing called money, we've all been trained to go out and accumulate or earn, is the key to it. They love their paychecks, they love the status they get, they love the power, and they love the fraternity. In a society where the bonds between people have been broken, the need for the bonding is still there, and the military and the police supply that. They bring you into fraternity.
They understand our mammalian needs, and so
yes.
They give us wicked counterfeits of our brotherhood of warriors.
That's correct. And they are loyal to each other. They will fight to the death for each other against the public if need be, unfortunately.
While they're with the public being destroyed by the New World Order.
Yeah, that's correct. See, the useful idiots are always eliminated once their use is over. And we have to realize that through technotronic warfare, and they're talking about it now, they're putting up the poles across the planet. I've
yes.
seen some of them.
Been mainstream news. Mm-hmm.
And these technotronic weaponry that Brzezinski talked about in Between Two Ages, they are in use now. People are getting headaches with them. But it's meant to literally put you into a state of non-think.
That was in the Baltimore Sun about 4 years ago. They admitted that DARPA was, quote, testing in American cities electronic systems to calm us, and then publicly, oh, we put out the Skeeter system, ultra-low frequency, to drive crowds away on the streets if your business doesn't want loiterers.
Yes, and I've got photographs of them being built, and I've seen the cables that go into them. They're massive cables, and there's like big, tall, gray, battleship gray antennas.
You know what? Stay there. You've got to go in 3 minutes, but for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now, we're going to continue with the final statement from Alan on that, and we'll come back with all the news. Stay with me. Hey, Alan, I'm going to give you the last 3 minutes here, but I've got a TV crew here. I'm going to run out of the room. I trust you to take over for about 2.5 minutes. Talk about the technotronic systems that are already in place.
Yes. Okay, the technotronic equipment is vast. There's a vast array of techniques they can use, from microwave technology, which they are using. You can't walk through a city and not be exposed to it. It's everywhere. They have relays everywhere. It also tracks the new ID cards that have chips in them and so on. Very advanced equipment monitors all of this and puts it all together and tracks you at every moment of your life. But also it has effects on the mind. And they know that by altering the frequencies of it from one level to another, they can either make you very calm or aggressive or depressed even. They use HARP technology as well, a different frequency. They can cover the entire planet with an array of HARP institutes or setups from Alaska all through the world. They even still have the old one in Riga in the Baltics. They're all working in concert. But this new type they're putting up throughout the cities is literally like a massive thick pole, maybe 2 feet, 3 feet wide at the base. It is a straight antenna, maybe 30, 40 feet high. And these are meant to set up fields within certain different distances and affect and control the minds of everyone within that quadrant. They can calm you, and that's the key to it. They want everyone to be in an almost drugged calm state as they go through the biggest changes that the world has ever experienced. And they'll do it calmly, without a thought. Their higher survival mechanism will not be working at all. That's the purpose of them. These have been well documented by top scientists. Let's say Brzezinski himself, who worked alongside the NSA, talked about it as far back as the 70s. He said in the coming technotronic era, he says the public will have induced opinions. They will be unable to really rationalize why they come to various opinions, because it will be downloaded into them through technotronic means.
Alan Watt, thank you for all the time you've spent with us. I'll just say in closing that your contributions have been invaluable to humanity. And the next time you're on, I want to talk about how they're turning the public into backstabbing, lying, delusional people, destroying our basic morals so that we'll tattle, steal from each other, engage in all this so that we're less cohesive. And we'll discuss that next time that you are with us. Give out your website again.
Yeah, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And alanwattsentinel.eu.
All right. Thank you for spending time with us, my friend.
Thanks for having on, Alex.
You bet. Take care. There goes Alan Watt. John, get that clip ready from Press TV, Worldwide Iranian TV, Part 2. Back it up a little bit where I'm finishing up my statement, then we go to those guys. And I'm going to play a few minutes of that, then I'm going to come back, get into all the financial news, then the voting machine fraud that is going on. Here we go, back to the full audience.
Live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to play a little clip here. Alan Watt has left us a little clip, about 10 minutes from Press TV. I was on there for about 50 minutes total on the hour-long program. This is part 2, 3, 4, and 5. It gets even more heated, where I'm breaking down what's really happening with the financial system. Here's part of part 2. We haven't aired yet. I'm going to come back, get into the financial news. And, of course, get into the electronic voting machines and what's happening in election 2008. I'm going to take a little bit of a break here. We have Russian international television, Russia Today, here as well in studio with us. But here we go right now into Press TV.
Leveraging with unlimited fractional reserve banking. And now they're posing as the savior, saying we need a global government run by the banks, a global government run
now, Alex
by
Jones,
the
if
banks.
I may,
they're the very
depart
ones
from you for a moment. I want to engage the other panelists. Now, addressing you in Moscow, Anatoly Utkin. Now, it's been well argued and documented that essentially the prices of oil, price of petroleum, has been inherently wrongly valued. And that's been due to the distortions caused by traders, and that it has little to do, if not none, with the amount of oil being produced or consumed. Now, do you subscribe to this notion?
First of all, I would like to say that there is world government, and this world government is Washington. So you see that the biggest trade between two countries is China and the United States. All petroleum in the world is sold in dollars, and the United States can easily solve the problem. They use more paper, they make several movements, and they produced a nice Benjamin Franklin $100 per small piece of paper. This is not fair.
Okay.
Because before 1971 there was strict deficiency, it was $43 per ounce of gold. The gold and dollar, they were together at that time. But since 1971, we have that the ounce of gold is coming to $600.
Okay.
And the dollar is losing position, and nowadays we have terrific inflation.
Now let me, Anatoly, let me get a quick reaction from our panelists on the phone line. Now, Dominic Frisbee, now why don't you throw in a challenge or a thought here?
Well, I'm not a believer in conspiracy theories, and I don't want to dismiss.
They're openly calling for world government by the banks.
Well,
okay.
It looks like I'm a believer in the notion that never ascribe as malice that which can be explained as incompetence. And I really don't think
Gordon Brown isn't calling for a new world order.
Listen, if you just give me a moment, Gordon Brown. If you think Gordon
Brown, you're saying it's a conspiracy theory. They're talking about world government run by banks.
Interrupting me, for goodness sake.
Okay.
Will you stop, Gordon Brown? If you have any knowledge,
you're the conspiracy theorist. Well, you're the conspiracy theorist, but I'll go ahead.
If you think Gordon Brown is competent enough to manage a new world order and to put something like that into practice, I'm afraid you have an unduly high opinion.
No, I just said he talked about it.
He does not have the capability to do that. He's not clever enough, nor is he organized enough.
Is that it? Okay, Austin, Alex, why don't you take over?
Well, I mean, I don't want to interrupt him. I want him to be able to make his point. It's just, I mean, people are tired of these throwaway lines of, oh, conspiracy theories. The Wall Street Journal, the BBC, it was just on Agency French Press. I mean, on Infowars.com right now, we have like 50-plus mainstream news articles the last week where they're calling for a global government. They call it a new world order run by the world's private central banks, where a private group of banks will internationally set the price of all the currencies every day, essentially
they
a world
well,
currency.
Are,
that's word
are,
for word.
Well
Nicolas
true.
Sarkozy.
Go ahead.
They may well be calling for such a thing, but whether they're competent enough to organize it with any sense of success is another matter. And I can assure you, as an Englishman, Gordon Brown is not competent enough to do that.
I'm not saying Gordon Brown runs it. I'm saying
if we're heading to
Alex,
some kind of
Alex,
current,
why,
we've
why
seen
don't
the
you,
leader.
It looks like we might be. It's as a result of events. It's not as a result. Of
okay, Dominic, if you're done planet. There, Alex, make your point very quickly. I want to go to Moscow.
Sure.
Your reaction.
Look, I mean, we've had all these presidents and prime ministers calling for a new world order and a global currency. All I do is hold up the Associated Press or French news agency. And they're calling for it. I mean, they're on TV, and all he says is conspiracy theory. The global banks engineered this. We have their own documents. And they're setting up a world collapse so they can come in as the saviors and rebuild it like they did post-World
okay,
War
on
II.
That note,
this is an
Alex
economic
Jones,
attack
on, that
on the
note,
third
and,
world and on Russia and on China.
Alex, on that note, and Dominic, I want you to hold your thoughts on that trail. Now, addressing you, Mr. Utkin in Moscow, now, what do you know about this conspiracy?
In my opinion, I never believed in any conspiracy. It's objective situation.
Okay.
There is 1 billion of people, average 35,000 American dollars per capita a year, and plus 5 billion inhabitants of this planet who are getting around 1,000 a year. So this is terrific, inconvenience. There is a terrible non-existence of justice. This is what's making this world so explosive. And
okay.
I would say, I'm not trying to say that it's a conspiracy from White House or anywhere.
Okay,
this
okay.
Is,
you, I think you made your point, Mr. Utkin. I want to address you, Dominic. Now, Dominic, now, well, clearly the state of affairs is rather topsy-turvy as described, but while we're in it, in this state of confusion, if not panic, now the world economy is suffering and the world governments are stepping up efforts to rescue it with certain packages. Now, the U.S. has taken immediate measures, but the measures taken by the European Union seem to be suffering from a lack of unity, if not harmony. Now, what's the reason there?
Before I answer that question to you, Dean, if I could just finish off on the last subject.
Very quickly, please.
I agree with the American gentleman that we are facing a global economic collapse. But this global economic collapse is because there's too much speculation, too much debt, and too much leverage in the system. It hasn't been engineered by central banks, but it has been caused by central banks because they put interest rates at artificially low levels, causing businesses and borrowers to take on too much debt. It is a result of central bank incompetence, not central bank engineering.
All right, well, can I counter?
Go ahead, Austin, go ahead.
Look, sure, regardless of whether they designed it, he is right, they certainly are behind it, and now they're posing as saviors, and they're having secret meetings here in the United States, that's on our news, where they give hundreds of billions of dollars to companies which they previously have worked for, government officials, and then it's secret what they're going to do with the money. They are taking all this new liquidity and giving it to these international organizations. That's where all of the, quote, rescue money is going. It's not going to the American people or the British people or the people of Germany. Now, I know in some of the European plans, actually some of it is going to the people, and they pledged $2.2 trillion last week, but the lion's share of that is going to the very private central banks and brokerage firms that engineered this, and they're saying out of the crisis, give us unlimited global government power over the world banking system. I mean, they caused the crisis. They offer the solution.
Okay.
So regardless, they need to be in serious trouble. You know, Congressman Ron Paul and others on my radio show have called for the current Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, to be arrested. They've listed reasons why. They have called for Paulson to be arrested. Total insider trading, absolutely, you know, on its face. Hiring the former vice president of Goldman Sachs to secretly hand out the money, part of it to Goldman Sachs. I mean, we need to bring these people to justice for what they've done. We don't need to be giving them more power. And then 2 weeks ago, I had two members of Congress on. This was on C-SPAN, on national news. They were threatened with martial law by the Bush White House if they didn't pass that banker immunity, banker takeover bill. So we're having a financial dictatorship being set up, and that's not just me saying that. So we're in very strange
All
times
right
now.
Okay. That's just part of part two. There's part three, four, and five up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and Russian TV's here covering this live right now. And I'm going to be speaking to them afterwards. They're making a documentary, and then I'm going to be live on Russian TV for several hours on Election Day, and that isn't just in Russia. It's on in Japan, in England, in Germany, in France, in Africa, in Latin America. It's on most basic cable systems and satellite systems worldwide. So we are certainly getting the word out in a big way. And listen, I don't talk about this being my exploits, but our job is to be successful getting the word out against the New World Order. That's what we're doing here. And I would just invite other patriots and people to come in for the big win here. You know, we should all be happy that people are finally listening to us. We shouldn't be happy that the New World Order is carrying out the exact criminal operations we said they would. But people are listening to us right now. And I'm proud of the success we've had against the New World Order. And that's why I work really 7 days a week in this fight. And I do it because I understand we have no future if we don't resist these people. And I know that they can be defeated. I know the New World Order can be stopped. We're going to take your phone calls when we get back at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We are live October 20th, 2008. We have exactly 40 minutes and 5 seconds left in this live show today. 1-800-259-9231. On any issue you want to discuss, stay with me.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good.
I guess Johnny B. Good was the original OG. All right, I'm going to quit screwing around. The Russian TV crew went across the street in a sandwich. This kind of gives me a break, man. Having a TV crew here for hours is exhausting. Johnny be good. Oh, man. Luis, David, many others. Your calls are coming up. Well, right now. Luis in Boston, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I haven't talked to you for a while. Last time I was on, I sounded like a crazy woman. Some kid was pulling on my leg. You had to go away. So I'm going to apologize now in case I get some kids yanking on me before I can finish the call.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Well, since we last talked, I've been featuring all your documentaries on a cable show that I started back in May. And I've been playing movies of yours over at the library, and the following at the library hasn't been so good, but I'm starting to get a little following on the cable show late at night, and I'm in the process of starting a talk show where I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to take clips and kind of like do a report of the events that are going on and take snips from your show and play it for the public, and it's going to be through the local cable radio station. So I wanted to know that that's been going forward.
Well, let me break down briefly the power of that. Everybody I know says, yeah, at public school, they're sending in Federal Reserve representatives and bank representatives to tell them how good the bailout is and how good the banks are and the crisis that's coming. The banks are going to help you. I mean, they understand talking to crowds of 10, 20, 30 children are important. Well, I mean, your show is, I guarantee you, how big's the town you're in?
It's about, I don't know, between 5,000 and 8,000 people.
And then I would imagine, what, half of them have a local cable?
Everybody's got a cable connection, either Fios or Comcast, and then sometimes it broadcasts out to the surrounding towns.
Well, let's just say that there's 100 people watching every time it's on. That's 100 people you're reaching out to and getting to think. The enemy's out there programming everybody to go along with what they're doing. We're there telling the truth. So what you're doing is just immeasurable. I don't care if you have an internet radio show with 10 listeners. I don't care if you have a cable access show with 1,000 viewers or if you have a little local newsletter. All of it together moves mountains, and it's so important. It's the information that's key. Go ahead.
Well, what I've been doing in addition to that is I go out to the local pizzerias and cafe shops, and I put up a posting of the time of the show, what's broadcasting, and the channel. And I do it, I rotate it every couple of weeks so that everybody knows what's going on. And people talk to me and say, I can't believe what I saw on your show the other night. And, you know, it's actually waking up people. And I talk to strangers, people, I mean, and it's not because they see my show. I'll be in other locations. And somebody will say something about, you know, how they can't stand the fact that we have done this bailout or, you know.
Yeah, it's exponential. It's fertile ground to wake people up. That's why they're moving. I've got a stack of news where they're regulating, shutting down, controlling the web, 100 different ways. It's now happening. We've got to use it while we've still got it.
It is working because it's more people are willing to talk than ever before about this topic. And before, like 5 years ago, if I had said something to the effect of, you know, New World Order or whatever, they'd look at you like you had two heads. But now People are thinking about it.
That's right. I mean, I'm not against sports, but you'll be at a restaurant. People walk by and ask you about sports all day. You know, that we're supposed to only interact on sports. No, we should be interacting about the corrupt system we have running things. You got about a minute left. What else you want to add?
One other thing is, I have an international figure coming to the town. He goes by the name of Amir. He's from Israel, and he gives inside his quote-unquote inside information about the events that are unfolding in Israel and from the Israeli perspective of things, and how last time he was here, he's talked about 9/11 and how those events unfold. Now, I don't know that he believes 9/11 is an inside job or anything, but the reason I'm bringing this up is I intend to videotape his engagement when he comes to speak in this particular town. And I wanted to get an idea of what kind of questions to bring to him, if you have any suggestions.
I would ask him why Israel and Haaretz and Jerusalem Post admits they staged terror attacks, fake al-Qaeda attacks, and that if he understands that Israeli intelligence is controlled just like U.S. and British by the New World Order. So I would basically bring those type of issues up. Keep it up. You're doing a great job. Appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead after this quick break. David, Gerard, Roy, Jason, and others, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget the websites. Key information posted about the banker takeover and how it's world government on the websites. Up on Infowars.com, we are posting We Are Change.
Going around taking names.
We Are Change Ohio.
He decides who to free.
They confronted David Gergen about his Luciferian activities. We're going to play some audio of that in a few minutes. Also, Robert Baer, the CIA black op commander of the movie Siriana's about, who said 9/11 is an inside job, he talked to We Are Change as well. We're going to try to have time to play that clip and said, yeah, I know the CIA guy that cashed in his stocks right before 9/11 and had a brother in the White House. I mean, man, let's get Robert Baer back on. So much, Bob Baer. So much is happening and coming out. I mean, I just want to commend all the We Are Change people across the country. We need to do a show just having a whole bunch of We Are Change on. Because they are actively out being real media, real reporters, asking serious questions, then using the internet to expose it and show these people saying incredible things. And it also has a viral spread of the aggressiveness, but in a nice way, going out and confronting them, getting involved, fighting back, saying no. It's scaring the system. And so I want to commend all of those that engage in guerrilla information warfare. Let's rampage through your calls because I want to play some of these clips, David Gergen and Bob Baer. Let's talk to David in Wisconsin. You're on the air, David. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I have a comment and a question. The comment is, it's a little scary to hear those people on press TV, how ignorant they are. You know, but you did begin to change them as you talked more and more. They, especially the Russians.
By the way, it sounded like I was interrupting people there. The Iranians kept saying, pop in, go ahead, say something. I mean, I had the producers, they were telling me what fans they were during the breaks. Same thing with Russian TV, they're saying the boss of the network's like a huge fan. It's blowing me away, man, how big this show's gotten worldwide. And again, I'm not bragging about me. I'm giving folks the good news that just this show alone, not to mention all the other great people and groups that are breaking through, is breaking through internationally. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And then the question was, I noticed oil's going down, and you had a guest, a pastor.
Lindsey Williams, we're getting him back on.
Oh, yeah. Now, what did he say? Would you enlighten the audience on what?
By the way, before I forget, go tell Trey's out tomorrow. Will you go tell Trey to set up Williams for this week sometime? Before I forget, Lindsey Williams, I keep forgetting to tell him that. I think I did, and he hadn't gone around to it. By the way, Willie Nelson's on First Hour Wednesday. That's what it's scheduled for right now. And I have a big guest tomorrow. Articles were written at InfoWars and Prison Planet about Lindsey Williams. What specifically? You want me to recap?
I was so excited that he said they were going to drive the oil price down to $50 a barrel, and that was going to do something to
and
the
he said
Arabs.
He said in just the next few months, and there it was at $148 a barrel, and I mean, he's got real oil company executive connections. He really did work for them. Everything he said has come true. But he said it was because giant oil fields were going to be discovered in Russia and in Asia, predominantly off the coast of Indonesia. And I haven't really seen that happen. I saw an Indonesian field, a small one, discovered.
Alex, what I was really getting to was, how does driving the price of oil down to $50 a barrel ruin our economy or... and or the Arab economy?
Look, It's a very complex issue, and I appreciate your call, because I won't have time to go over the calls if I don't cut you off. I could talk to you for 10 hours. You're a great caller. It's a great catch-22 there. But if you want me to answer the question, I will. The social engineers created the housing bubble to artificially get people to be enticed into deeper debt, to have a $100,000 house get up to $500,000 on average in the last 10 years, to have a $1 million house be, you know, $10 million, to have a $500,000 house be $2 million. I mean, here in Austin, five, six, 7 years ago, you could buy a nice four-bedroom house for $200,000 or cheaper, depending on the area, maybe $150,000. Now, a four-bedroom in just a decent neighborhood got up to about $700,000. Okay? I mean, efficiency apartments were like $600 a piece. Okay? A decent apartment, like $2,000. I mean, I don't know how people afford this stuff. So they then popped that bubble. The same thing with oil. 30% of its increase, roughly, according to the economists we've had on, was speculation. And the rest of that was dollar devaluation. But you've seen the dollar that plunged. They claim it's climbed. That's not true. Other world currencies, as we said, once the true recessionary system started into a depressionary collision within the real economy, there's going to be less oil, less fuel used. People are going to pull their money, the general public and mid-level investors, out of speculative operations in the stock market. So the speculation money's left oil, and the dollar has not strengthened, other currencies plunged. As we kept saying, the more it plunges, it's going to drag other currencies down. The pound, the euro, the yen, the yuan, the dinar, I mean, all of them have plunged, the Russian currency as well, the ruble. And so worldwide, you have a depression in the real economy because people and institutions don't have money. And then overlaying that, you have all this liquidity, the only liquidity being pumped into the few private central banks. So that's the real reason. Also, the oil companies were profit-taking because they knew with all this new deep drilling technology that Chesapeake and hundreds of other big oil companies have come up with, and that is by oil companies, I mean exploration companies, not the big, larger consortiums like Exxon Mobil and BP and Shell and others. Very complex issues, how it all interconnects in. I'm trying to be simplistic here. But they are just discovering oil and gas everywhere. I mean, you ought to see Texas from north of Dallas all the way down to Houston, all the way down I-45, and then 20, 30 miles on each side. There's gas wells in some cases every 200 yards. I mean, they're just, because now they're going 15, 20,000 feet. And, I mean, they're hitting levels of gas, levels of oil. I mean, it comes out at millions of cubic feet of gas a day. I mean, you got people that own 20, 30 acres who are, you know, making $1 million a day with their 20% off gas. I mean, it's just like, I mean, the oil fields, the gas fields, before they would only drill a few thousand feet. Well, now they're drilling 10, 15, 20, 25, 30,000, 40,000 feet. And the truth is, the earth is just, the tectonic plates are floating on seas of oil and gas. And whereas there is some fossil fuels, they do find ferns and, you know, shark teeth and dinosaur bones in coal deposits. They do find petrified forests where it's just solid coal. A lot of lignite, a lot of that in Texas and all over the world. There's lignite mines everywhere. But when they go deeper with the coal and oil and gas, it's not animal. It is some type of process with the magma in the mantle and the core interacting with the crust. And we're floating on oil. There's so much oil, it's insane. I mean, that's why they want global government and environmentalism to regulate who can drill, who can have what. It's to keep the oil companies safe and keep us through a new neo-serfdom and feudalism to suppress new technologies. All the big government funding for renewable resources and renewable technologies and clean technologies is to fund the direction it goes in a controlled system that doesn't let us have the real technologies. And, folks, that's coming from somebody whose family is in every part of the oil business. I mean, in Texas, that's what's down here. From roughnecks to people that work at the plants to petroleum geologists. And I just grown up around this. And, you know, to see them on the news say there's no more oil that's running out, that's just ridiculous. Just saying, look at the polar bears. They're going to drown. They're the best swimmers of any land animal. When they hunt on the ice floes. All right, now I'm really out of control. I got a lot of clips and a lot of calls to get to. Gerard in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
It looks like he dropped off.
He just dropped off as I went to him. Well, Gerard, it's not your lucky day. I'm sorry I wanted to talk to you. Roy in Ohio, you're on the air.
Loyal shortwave listener for years, but lately all the other programming comes through except yours.
It's
very bad.
Yeah, well, we need to talk to WWCR and get a better frequency. I remember years ago being on two different shortwave stations, WWCR and another one, and wherever we would move, they would move Voice of America to right onto the band over us. And then, like the and I have family that are, you know, ham radio operators, and they're not the types to say, you know, a phone system goes down, it's the government, or, you know, our computers go down, it's, you know, most of the time it's not the government. One time we did catch them doing something, the point is that most of the time it isn't. But no, I mean, there has clearly been jamming and clearly been problems with the radio show. I mean, what are you hearing?
It's very staticky and very weak.
What frequency are you listening on?
12.160 and 5.070.
Which are the two premium channels to be on.
Yes, and all the other programming comes in clearly.
No, I think people record it for me. People have done YouTube videos with their shortwave, you know, in their house, and the shortwave's totally clear, and then it's like AM radio, and then the show ends, and mine starts, and it goes, or toot, 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 toot. You can barely hear me there. I mean, there's YouTube videos that show that. I've seen them from Australia, Canada, England. They'll go, look at this. I've got the shortwave. The show's going to begin. Watch this. And we've done our own test. It does it. Now, it's kind of a slash Scottish slash Irish accent to get it right. But, I mean, they'll be, you know, going, or like, crikey, watch this in Australia. Look, the show sounds good. All right, Alex is coming on in just a minute. Watch this. I'm not touching it. And all of a sudden it goes to me and, WWCR, Worldwide Christian Broadcasting, and now the Alex Jones Show. Done, done. What do you think's going on, brother?
Oh, I don't know.
But is that what you're hearing? The show will be clear and then...
Exactly.
I mean, to the minute?
To the minute.
Well, I'm sure the government...
For the last 2 months.
I know, it's been getting really bad. There's, you know, I meant to play some of those YouTube videos or post them on the site. Like, I sent one to Kurt. He may have posted it, and I may have missed it. I forget the headline. I've seen a bunch of them. But everybody should do this. Get your shortwaves out if you got YouTube. Aim your camera, and then, you know, have the show 5 minutes before, and then show how my show starts within 1 minute to 2 minutes. It just goes, ladies and gentlemen, big show lined up for you.
Yeah, that's my experience over and over. But don't get discouraged. Keep up the good work, Alex.
Well, you know, I get excited by that because that means that they are scared to death of this show.
A lot of people waking up. I live in Ohio. We got an attorney general that's rigged the election here.
Oh, yeah, even people go to prison there for it.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate your call. That's why our AM and FMs are the most precious affiliates. Support their sponsors. Tell everybody about it. If you're listening to me on an AM or FM station, close to 70 now. We just got four more in the last few weeks. And by the way, John, I'll say it on air. They say they sent me all these liners from the network for these stations that are starting to get mad. Aaron can't find them in his box. Will you get with the affiliate guys, get all of them bundled together, and I will cut those suckers today or tomorrow. Because I got the network calling me on one hand saying cut these liners, and we can't find them. And Aaron's out there. He's a smart guy. John, will you wrangle up the affiliate guys and just get it all in one email to Aaron?
Sure, I'll resend that.
Maybe our spam blockers blocking, because I know you do what you say you're doing. Go back to your email, you find them, and then send them, and we'll do a test there and see if I'm getting them.
Okay.
No rest for us around here. Jason in the UK, go ahead, sir, you're on the air.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
All right, I was wondering, do you remember a few months back when it was Obama, Hillary, and Richardson? They were all singing the national anthem, and Obama was the only one who didn't have his hand on his heart.
Yeah, he wouldn't put his hand on his heart. And that was a signal to the globalists that he's anti-American. And they said, that's it, triple his money.
Well, have you read a... Well, no, you must have read it. But if you read Tex Mars's book, Codex Magica, he talks about how hand on heart is a Masonic symbol.
Yes.
Well, I mean... Doesn't the fact that Obama isn't doing that...
To be specific, the hand on the heart, like when I see somebody being violated or a woman being tortured by the police on video, my heart burns with like a desire to help them as a normal mammalian instinct. And so I've been driving down the road before thinking about people I love, and I literally, because it feels good, you know, I'll literally, like thinking of my children, my wife, my parents, my grandmother, I'll just, I feel the love. So the enemy always appropriates all our symbols. This is the lion's paw for a particular degree. I'm showing people on TV. This is what Pat Robertson and others do on TV. The lion's paw is a particular degree. Forget which one, the 12th or 14th. Do you know which one it is? Which degree is the lion's paw? I forget. I got to pull the book out. Point is, they've got the lion's paw, so when they do the fingers like that, it is. But anything else?
Okay, well, no, I'm not sure if I agree with you there, because, I mean, if Obama is signaling that he's anti-American, you're trying to tell me that Hillary and Richardson are pro-American?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not. Look, don't worry. You'll probably get Obama. He'll save us. I mean, everything's fine.
I'm not for Obama. Actually, it's quite interesting. We Are Change, they confronted Obama in the Federal Reserve, and he just goes, well, you know, if we have a strong economy, we have a strong dollar. And he just completely ignores the fact that it's just backed by paper, so...
Yes, sir.
It's pretty amazing. Actually, can I just say one last thing?
Yeah.
Actually, I've got two things. But Google's CEO, Eric Schmidt, he's recently said that he expects there to be a carbon tax. So I thought I'd just throw that out.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's in our bill, is to start assessments for carbon taxes in the new IRS code in the banker takeover bill known as the bailout. And it's in the European ones. I mean, Obama said he's going to do it. So is McCain. I appreciate your call. I mean, we're in deep trouble. I want to start now. With great calls, by the way. I want to start now with, this is David Gergen. It's like 15 minutes of it total. It's up on Infowars.com right now, but from We Are Change Ohio. But this is David Gergen, the Illuminist, the Karl Rove of five administrations. I said four in a film, Order of Death. It's really five administrations. Getting upset. Here it is.
That you would not run around naked at annual Bohemian Grove encampments and insisting that you would not quit.
Do you have a quote?
Yes, this is actually the first paragraph of the article. I don't have a direct quote. Gergen quits Bohemian Club.
I don't know where that came from. There's no direct quote. I never said that. I did resign from the club when I went to the Clinton administration. But that was the question.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming this is correct. You also resigned from these other 17 organizations.
I resigned from a lot of nonprofit organizations when I went to the Clinton administration.
Okay.
If you're interested, I'm now going to the Clinton administration.
Maybe to film what's going on there. We're just journalists.
Is this a film or
what are we doing? No, I'm just filming
him. First place, never, ever do this. Never go out and ambush. Making a film.
Oh, you didn't notice the camera?
Of course I didn't notice the camera. You came up and talked to me in my face.
Many more questions. It's unprofessional.
I'm going to ask another question. But this is not professional.
Okay. My bad. I thought you noticed.
No. Okay. I was just going to thank you for answering my question. That's all.
Just know. I've been ambushed before on this issue.
Okay, we weren't trying to ambush.
You can do whatever you want, but it's not professional. Tell somebody to start asking.
All right, hold on. We're going to come back, play the rest of this, and then the Bob Baer one. Just the key clip where he talks about the insider trading. All right, the David Gergen thing goes on and on about him getting out of Bohemian Grove, not being part of it. He blew up at me and got in my face 2004 at the RNC, so I'm walking in. He was outside the first security perimeter. There were two more he had to go through. We went up to him and hit him with some questions about that, and he blew up and said, I won't talk about the rituals. It's none of your bleeping business. Classic from the Order of Death. But do you have the Bob Baer clip?
Yes, sir.
No, we just sent it to you. Do you have the part where he's talking about insider trading?
I recorded the part that Aaron told me to.
Okay, go ahead and play it. CIA Black Op Commander.
It is treasonous. So we have to have these answers. Anyone obfuscating what actually happened on 9/11 is technically guilty of treason and in covering up an act of war.
Why was there no accountability? Why didn't anybody get fired?
That's a very good question.
We wonder as well.
Right.
People were promoted. People that towed the party line.
We're not talking about me. We're talking Americans. If I were Americans, right. I'd demand answers.
Yes. That's what we're trying to do. Yes. We're trying to have dialogue. We appreciate your talking with us.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
thank
you very much,
Bob. And then last thing I'll leave you with is National Reconnaissance Office was running a drill, a plane crash into their building. And you know they're staffed by DOD and CIA.
I know the guy that went into his broker in San Diego and said, cash me out. It's going down tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
That tells us something.
What?
That tells us something.
Well, his brother worked in the White House.
And when you say that there's we've hid things from the American people about Iran for 30 years, are you talking about this?
No, you can go watch the whole thing. Which, I know We Are Change Ohio has a couple sites. I should plug that site address. Regardless, the Bob Bear and the latest Gergen thing is up on Infowars.com right now. Correct, Aaron? You've got them up. Well done, Lord Dykes. Doing a fabulous job. He is a literal OG. And so is, here, I'm going to go live here. Here, I'm going to get the camera out the window. I want to show everybody out there.
Who's Ohio and LA?
Hey, Ohio and LA. So LA, I thought that sounded like Stewart.
Yeah.
LA did a great job. Those guys are just, they're doing too much to even be able to comment on all the great stuff they're doing. Here's the camera. Have the Ruskies showed back up yet from their hamburger? All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. There's the original OG. Look at that dirty window. Spoiled creatures out there. Actually, that's a piece of plexiglass we just threw up because it was making noise. We're about to move into the bigger studio. Maybe I should yell so people can hear me out there. All right. Good job, Commander. We see some more of the guys out there. There's Aaron working hard over there. The original OG as well. All right, I gotta quit screwing around here. You know what the secret is? You know what the secret is, folks? I can't stay serious all the time. There's just too much going on. I mean, all we do is battle the New World Order 24/7. I got the Red Dawn attack. In fact, here the Russians pulling up right now. I like the Russians. They're waking up to the New World Order. But it's like Red Dawn around here. What a stupid joke. Clichés, man. I'm the king of them. Oh, I meant to plug this. Don't forget, by 9 o'clock at night Central, it's going on all day from like 3 to midnight, but Willie Nelson goes on at like 9:30, 10. I'm going to speak. Willie Nelson's going to speak. Jesse Ventura is going to be speaking. And we're not doing the free event. Willie's having myself come and speak because that was easier, and Jesse Ventura at a current event, the Last Backyard event. So I'm explaining that to people. But never fear, you can watch for free over the internet at Infowars.com Sunday night. 9 o'clock on, we're going to be out there off their ISDN, not their ISDN, off their cable modem and off our wireless system. So we'll have two different feeds. One of them will surely be up all the time, if not both. But we always have backup for you, and that is coming up. We have a big guest tomorrow, the big comedian, Caliendo. And, yeah, he's on the show tomorrow, OG. And then we got Willie Nelson on Wednesday. We have another surprise guest coming up this week. Talked to Willie quite a bit this weekend. He is such a sweetheart. Retransmission starts now with Alan Watt and a bunch of other key guests at one place on the web at Infowars.com. Tune in right now. And please keep spreading the word about the show. That's how we're reaching more people. God bless you all.